It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
And here we go. It's the final week of the regular season in high school football, and we got an absolute gem for you here on Friday night. It is mid to late October, and the weather is absolutely perfect in Seneca as we bring you two of the best teams in Class 2A with a district title on the line and Big 7 League title implications on the line as well, as it's Nemaha Central playing host to Sabetha. Coming up in our pregame show, we'll break down both of these teams and let you know what we got going on tonight with one of the best games, not just in our area, but in the state of Kansas. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha coming up here in about 11 minutes or so, and our pregame starts after a timeout. Nemaha Central and Sabetha, and it's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter. Call 362-TIRE.
And we welcome you back to Seneca, home of Nemaha Central. The Thunder tonight, one of the top teams in Class 2A, squaring up with another top-tier team in Class 2A, the Sabetha Blue Jays. A district title on the line, Big 7 League title implications as well tonight, and we are happy to bring this one to you. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tadman, Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer for our game tonight here on KNZA 103.9, as well as dialed up on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at mscsports.net. Good to be back with you, partner. Welcome aboard, and we got a good one here tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. Obviously, you look throughout the season, you look at each game on the calendar when the schedule comes out, and not only did both teams circle this game, the fans circled this game too because they knew this one was going to come down here at the final game of the season. And, Brandon, you think about a game like this, it doesn't matter when these two meet, whether it's the very first game of the year, whether it's midpoint, end of the season, or even in the playoffs. Every time these two teams meet, they're both fired up for this game. But it means a lot more when it's a game of this magnitude where either team could be your district champion. The other team, they're going to be the runner-up, but both teams are going to be the top two seeds coming out of this district this week.
Yeah, and both teams will obviously host the playoff game next week. The number one seed certainly will put themselves in a much better scenario moving forward, and we even talked before we came on the air that these two teams could certainly meet down the road here in a few weeks in the playoffs as well. So this certainly may not be the last meeting between the two, but certainly got monster implications tonight.
Yeah, and Brandon, you think about games and you always look at them and you think games in the regular season. You see close ones, you know, Nemaha Central, the way that they beat Holton, it was right down to the end of that game. You know, Sabetha, they went down to Holton, got beat by a couple scores. It was a little bit different there. Both of these teams want to run the football. They're going to ground and pound each other. It's going to be a matter of who's going to make a big stop or who's going to make a big play offensively. But, you know, the biggest thing with these two teams, this is the kind of atmosphere, this is the kind of game that you want for even maybe a state championship. Obviously, you're not going to see that because if these two teams would match up again, we haven't figured out it'd be for sub-state.
Right.
So only one of these teams would have a chance at playing for state, but this is the kind of game you want to see for like a state title, something like that. But tonight it's a district title.
Nemaha Central, the number one team in the Kasha covered rankings and number two in K-preps. They're one of just two remaining unbeatens in Class 2A, along with Southeast of Saline, the Thunder at 7-0. And coming off a little bit of a test last week, really tested for the first time since week number one against Holton when they won that back-and-forth affair, but you know, really had to kind of grind that one out last week at Riley County. Very good team over there, 34-12. Thunder able to get the win to stay unbeaten. And then you look at this Sabetha team, since their one loss against that same Holton Wildcats team in week number two. A big win last week over Horton, 62-7. A 6-1 team. K-Preps has the Blue Jays at number four in their latest rankings. Kasha covered number five. So arguably, again, two of the best teams in the state. There's so much on the line. And as you mentioned, both teams want to run the football. Both teams have two very good backs. For Nemaha Central, it starts with Cooper Hike, one of the top backs, not just in our area, but in the state. One of the top five leading rushers in the state among all classifications in terms of rushing yards. He's over 1,300 on the year, nearly 30 touchdowns as well. It's going to be a heavy dose of him. He ran for over 300 yards last week in the win against Riley County. And on the other side for Sabetha, it starts with Josh Herman. He's been the workhorse all year. We saw him in the first game of the year against Perry LeCompton get a hefty workload. It's really been like that for him all year. He's over 700 yards. He averages over 100 yards per game, and he's a 7.5 yards per carry kind of guy. Both, again, we're going to see a heavy dose of both. Both big bodies, both quick, athletic, and physical. And again, it's going to come down to the run game. It's going to come down to the line of scrimmage. But again, these two teams, certainly two of the best running teams with Holton in the league and in our area.
Yeah, and here's what's even better, Brandon. You just talked about how good Josh Herman and Cooper, hopefully I pronounced this last time right, Hike.
Cooper Hike.
Yeah. You talked about how great they are at running back. Here's what's even better. They're going to go up against each other because they're both playing linebackers. So they're going to see each other plenty tonight because the other one is going to have to try to make a big play against the other. It's just going to be a matter of who wants it more.
Who wants this game more?
And I think that's going to be the determining factor, obviously that. And then, like I said, which team's going to get a big play? Is that going to be offensively? It could be special teams tonight. You have three phases of the game. That's one thing that Sabetha really likes to say. You have offense, defense, special teams. You can't count special teams out in any game.
We expect a competitive game, and it could certainly come down to one play in the second half. We'll step aside. Our pregame continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm Brandon, Logan, and Colin all with you here tonight from Seneca, Nemaha Central, playing host to Sabetha. District championship on the line here. Top seed out of this district, and both teams are going to host playoff games next week as the loser will finish runner-up, but obviously wanting to set yourself up in a great scenario for next week. Coin toss is coming up, and our pregame has been brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. It's close to home and far from debt. Highland Community College. All right, the coin toss is set. Sabetha wins the toss, and they defer. The Nemaha Central is going to get the ball here to start tonight's game. And right before that break, we mentioned how both teams certainly want to run the football. They both can run the football, but I think some may not realize that both of these teams, when they want to, they can pass it. They have good quarterbacks. Braden Uphouse here for Nemaha Central. And then you look Matthew Garber again for Sabetha, both very much capable passers. So we talk about this thing coming down to a player, too. It could be the likes out of one of those two with their arms tonight.
Yeah, it definitely could come down to that. You think about the last couple years, you know, Nemaha Central has always had one guy that you don't want to really say is just going to take over the game in the passing, but, you know, he's capable of just kind of helping lead down the field, and then the run game gets into the end zone. That's what we've kind of seen the last couple of years, especially in a game of this magnitude type of thing. But both of these teams, I know Sabetha played them week one because you were there, Brandon. I'm pretty sure Nemaha Central played them two was Perry. You have to look back on that one. But Perry is a good test for both of these teams as far as the, if you want to say passing, because Perry is probably the top passing team in the Big 7 League. They pass it the most out of all Big 7 League schools. Both these teams have played them. They've had experience that. So, you know, when you go up against a team that, and here's another thing with a team like Sabetha. Obviously, Nemaha Central is a little different. They played, obviously, a bunch of the same teams, obviously. But for Sabetha, every single quarterback they went up against has been extremely mobile. They can run out of the pocket if they want to do it. We're going to see that again here tonight. Same with Nemaha Central. They're going to have to go up against a mobile quarterback in Matthew Garber as well. I think, you know, it's going to come, like I said, it's going to come down to one big play. Who's going to make that play? Is it going to be somebody on Sabetha? Could it be a sub? You never know. This is one of those games that you're just excited and you just want to see it come down to the very final second.
Well, Sabetha's going to kick off from left to right. Nemaha Central here in the first quarter will move their offense from right to left. It is Gavin Kane and Cooper Hike back to receive for the Thunder. Sabetha moves it from left to right. The kickoff is away, and we are underway as it's Gavin Kane. Far side hash, cuts it middle of the field. He's at the 25, up across the 30, spun down near the 35, and out at the 36, maybe 37-yard line. Good start here for Nemaha Central.
And now we get to see which is it Sabetha's D-line or Nemaha Central's offensive line that's going to start this game strong.
So Nemaha Central, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. On the near side hash, they work from right to left here in the first quarter. Braden Uphouse, the senior quarterback, led in the backfield is Cooper Hike, the senior running back, who averages 190 yards per game. He went for 300-plus a week ago in the win over Riley County. Uphouse, a pistol snap. It's a play action. He'll roll to the right, has to get away from some trouble, throws it, and it is batted away incomplete at about the 42-yard line. So right out the gates, we were talking heavy run, and we see a play-action pass. It's incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, and I think you could see it. Sabetha, what they like to do is they like to keep their linebacker, you know, several yards away from the D-line. That way he can't just immediately get blocked right off the snap. that time, Josh Herman, he's up a little bit closer because you know the way Height can run the football. You got to be right there to meet him right at the line of scrimmage.
Just getting going, no score. First possession here of the ball game. It's second down and 10 here for Nemaha Central at their own 36-yard line. Up house in the pistol, Hike behind him. And they give it to one of the best backs in the state, Cooper Hike, and just a methodical run between the tackles across the 40 up to the 42-yard line. It's a gain of 6 yards. It'll bring up third down and 4. Cooper Hike averaging a whopping 9.8 yards per carry this season. Coming up here with a gain of 6, third down and 4. Big chance here for the Sabetha defense. See if they can come away with a potential stop and a 3-and-out. Up house here in the pistol, takes the snap, and it's Hike again, left side with the stiff arm across the 45, just enough for a first down up to the 48-yard line for a gain of 6. And there is a first down for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and you can already see it, especially on the play like there. Sabetha was there. They were able to make a play and try to get a stop. Just tried to go too high. You're going to have to go low on a guy like Hike.
So Hike, back-to-back carries of 6 yards, a first down run. That to the 46 or 47-yard line. And in motion from left to right, they're going to bring it in on an end around. And Sabetha trying to blow it up in the backfield, and they do. They move it with Wade Leonard from left to right, and he gains nothing on the play. And it brings up second down and 10. So second down and 10, just shy of midfield, ball at the 47. Far side hash. We've played a minute and a half here in the first quarter, no score. Big bodies up front, notable on the offensive line, Holden Bass, the left guard, Connor Dieters, a shot put state champion, he is at right guard. Cooper Hike, a big physical running back, running behind a big physical offensive lineman. Up house to third, and it's picked off! It's picked off on the far side of the field, and Sabetha forcing a turnover here on the opening drive. How about that? It's Noah Kroll with the interception, and just like that, the Blue Jays will take over just shy of midfield.
Yeah, we'll see what happens now. You know, coin toss, Sabetha won it, they deferred. You get a huge stop defensively. Now, if you're the Blue Jays, you got to try to work it down the field. If you're Nemaha Central and you're their defense, now you got to get a huge stop and try to get the ball back for your offense.
So a turnover. Noah Kroll comes away with the pick. And Sabetha here on first and 10, and their first carry of the ball game goes nowhere. As it looked to be Colin Minold on the carry. Or correction, that's Jonathan Reniard on the carry for a gain of a yard up to the 48, second down and 9. And we saw it in week one when we had the broadcast against Perry. It was a heavy dose of Renier and Herman. Second down and 9. Renier on a toss here to the near side, and he's wrapped up and brought down. Good defensive effort by Cooper Hike. Make an open field tackle right at midfield. It's a gain of 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and 7. Cooper Hike out of the middle linebacker position. He is the leading tackler for the Thunder defense. His 53rd tackle of the season. That one there, just 2 yards from Jonathan Reniard, and a third down play coming up at the 50. Not quite 3 minutes into the first quarter, no score. District and Big 7 league titles are on the line in this one tonight. McAfee in motion from left to right here on third down, and a third straight carry here to Reniard. He'll dive into Thunder territory between the hash marks to the 47 for a gain of 3 yards, but a fourth down and 4 scenario coming up.
See, that wasn't actually a bad play. That was actually a good play for the Blue Jays. You gain 3 yards. If you want to try to go for it here, you can. We'll see what they do. It looks like they're going to come out in a punt formation here, though.
So fourth down and 4 yards. They ran it 3 times to Reniard, 1 yard, 2 yards, and then 3 yards there. And a 3-and-out here for the Sabetha offense, so they do nothing with that turnover. As this one is booted away from left to right near the sideline, and it takes a good bounce inside the 15 around the 12. And the Thunder defense doing its job here on Sabetha's opening drive. But I think we got a flag on the field.
Yep.
Let's see the officials here on the near side talking with Michael Glatzik, the head coach of Nemaha Central in his second year. 7 wins a year ago. Lost in the second round of the playoffs last year to Rossville, who won the state title.
it's an illegal procedure against the Blue Jays, and Nimal is going to make him re-kick it.
So the Blue Jays are going to have to back things up 5 yards, kick it again. And that negates a pretty good punt. It had put the Thunder inside the 15 at about the 12-yard line. So another punt coming up here for Sabetha as it's Chase Fry, who is in punt formation. So after the penalty, 4th and 9. On the Sabetha side of the field at the 48. Fry takes the snap, plenty of time, and this one a high end-over-end kick as a fair catch is made now at about the 9-yard line. So Fry comes back after the 5-yard penalty, puts up a better boot, and Nemaha Central will start this drive inside their own 10. So the second possession coming up here for Nemaha Central. After throwing an interception, it was Braden Uphouse's third interception thrown on the year. Noah Kroll came away with that INT, and then Sabetha going 3 and out on their first possession. No score, 8-12 left here in the first quarter. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 8-yard line. Uphouse in the shotgun set. Cooper Hike, the running back, to his right. Man in motion, slot left. Now it's Leonard. The give is to Hike. Between the tackles, falls forward, not much to the 10 for 2, and it brings up 2nd down and 8. Third carry, now 14 yards collected so far by one of the best running backs in the state, Cooper Hike. 322 yards last week against Riley County and 3 touchdowns. He has 28 on the season. Pistol formation here for Uphouse. It's 2nd down and 8. And now a big hole here for Cooper Hike and bowls his way across the 15 up to the 19-yard line, right to the line to gain. And it's just enough for a 1st down. So up to the 18-yard line. It's a gain of 8. 1st and 10 here for Nemaha Central. No score. Not quite the halfway point of the first quarter. Uphouse in the pistol once again. Hike behind him. It's going to be a passing play as Hike is in the blocking mode. And now Uphouse rolling out of some trouble to his right. Now just has to get rid of it. So we've seen a couple pass attempts here early by Nemaha Central. And the back end defensively for Sabetha's played really well.
Yeah, and the one thing that Sabetha has, we haven't seen it a lot in the last several years, but this year especially, they got height. You know, you got Noni House over there at corner. He's 6'4", 6'3". So, and then you got Matthew Garber on this side at corner. He stands about 6 foot as well. So they got height, and they're extremely smart. They play fundamental football. They know, okay, this is where I need to be. This is where I need to fill. And it's just hard to get anything going against them through the air.
All right, 2nd down and 10 here for Nemaha Central at their own 18-yard line. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Hike the running back behind Uphouse. Screen right side, and nobody's there. It's incomplete. Might have been some miscommunication. Leonard was coming in on a slant, it looked like, and the ball was thrown behind him. Also out there was Gavin Kane, but it's another incompletion, and it's 3rd and 10.
And it looked like Leonard fell as he was making his cut. That might have something to do with it, but.
Uphouse now 0 for 4 to start passing. Completed 69% of his passes heading into the game. Now a big 3rd and 10 here for the Thunder offense. 3 wide receivers. They toss it to Hike out of the backfield. Bobbles it, comes down with it. At the 30, has a 1st down and more. And finally pushed out of bounds. So a pitch and catch up to the 31-yard line. A gain of 13 and a 1st down. Niehaus pushing him out of bounds. But they use Hike out of the backfield for his first catch. It's his 10th reception of the year. As it's a 1st down on 3rd and 10. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central at the 31. It's Hike again, the workhorse, and he is wrapped up and brought down immediately. It's McAfee who rips him down after a gain of just 1. And it's 2nd down and 9. That's the 5th carry for Cooper Hike. And so far, Sabetha's done a really good job limiting any kind of a big play. 6.5 minutes in rolling. 1st quarter, no score. Nemaha Central and Sabetha. 2nd possession here for the Thunder. They have it 2nd down and 9 at their own 32. A pass to Hike, trying to stiff arm a man, and he can't do it. He's ripped down in the backfield as Josh Herman had him by the ankle. And back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Josh Herman, nicely done, makes it third down and nine. Third and nine for the Thunder at the 32-yard line. Right under the halfway point here in the opening quarter, no score. This is a Nemaha Central offense that's averaging over 55 points per game. A three wide out set, two right, one left, ball near side hash, up house in the pistol, Hike behind him. On third and nine, it's a play that they're looking here to the near side. It's caught by Kane right near the first down stick across the 40 to the 43, and it's a gain of 11 and a first down. So Gavin Kane with his first catch tonight, and that makes now up house 2 for 6. We're now 24 yards. And a big third down conversion. We've seen two big third down conversions here on this drive. Started back at the Nemaha Central 8-yard line. Up house on a keeper. Now he's going to throw it to the far side. It's Leonard who's going to bowl his way into Sabetha territory. And it looks to be a first down play to the 46-yard line for another gain of 11 and another first down.
Yeah, and you can see it so far when the Thunder receivers are even when the running backs Hike and Leonard get the ball. As soon as they get full speed, they're looking to lay some people out. They're being the more physical team right now, and you can see it.
Here's Cooper Hike on the give, dragging some bodies across the 40 into the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 8 on first and 10. Brings up second down and 2. The Nemaha Central, they have something cooking here on this drive. Again, that started inside their own 10. Their second possession of the night. 4:40 and counting, first quarter, no score. And it's Cooper Hike straight up the guts. Gets to the 35. He needed 2, and he got 3 for a first down. So now we continue on here in the first quarter. It's the third possession of the game. Second for the Thunder. Sabetha went 3 and out on their lone possession. Now the Thunder driving. First and 10 at the Sabetha 35. Uphouse takes the snap. And a play action again looking for that throw to the outside. It's incomplete. Looking for Wade Leonard. And it brings up second down and 10. So if you're Sabetha, chance to get a big play here, trying to keep him behind the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 after the incompletion. Uphouse now 3 of 8 for 35 yards. In the pistol set, Cooper Hike is the running back. Wade Leonard also out there. Cooper Hike, big hole across the 30 near the first down. Looks like he'll be just shy of it for a gain of 9 up to the 26-yard line. So a third down and manageable scenario coming up after a gain of 9. We'll call it a gain of 8. Let's call it third down and a short 2. They give it to Hike. He churns the legs. The big body moves across the first down stick inside the 25 to the 23 for a gain of 5 and a first down. So another Thunder first down. A methodical drive being put together here by Nemaha Central. Trying to get the first points of the game. It is late here in the first quarter. 3:34, clock moving. Uphouse again in the pistol, Hike to his left. Two wide receivers to the right. Now a man in motion here to the near side. It's Gavin Kane. They bring it to Kane on a reverse, and he is gobbled up in the backfield. That's Marcus Bauman who makes the stop. It's a loss of 2 yards on the play. It'll bring up second down and 12. So a big loss of 4 yards. He tried Kane on the end around, and Marcus Bauman was having none of it. Second down and 14. Back at the Thunder 26-yard line. Three wide receivers, man in motion. That is Leonard. And then they're looking for Kane down the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Correction on the play. That was Blake Stahlbaumer, the tight end. Looking for him right up the seam. Good coverage by Sabetha. Incomplete pass. It's third and 14. 2:44 left here in the first quarter. No score. Thunder now facing third down and 14 at the Sabetha 26-yard line. Brockstrom in the lone receiver left to right. Stahlbaumer the tight end. Uphouse takes the snap, immediately rolls to his right. He's being chased. And finally finds a receiver short of the first down up near the 15 to the 16. It's a gain of 10 yards as Stahlbaumer gets that catch. So it's now a fourth down and 5 scenario here. As the clock continues to move, coming up on 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter, it's a fourth down and 4 scenario. After Stahlbaumer caught that pass for 10 yards, we may get a timeout here. And Nemaha Central will, in fact, use a timeout to the biggest play so far. Coming up here, it's a fourth and 4 for the Thunder offense deep in Sabetha territory. 2:02 left first quarter, no score. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Now we continue on here, Kansaland Radio, area game of the week. It's the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Brandon Tabman, Colin Felkamp back in studio as we got this one going tonight. Also here on the Sabetha channel, MSCSports.net. So biggest play today, Thunder's got a fourth and 4 here at the Sabetha 16-yard line. And calling their first timeout. Timeouts, by the way, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge play here just in the first quarter in this game.
Braden Uphouse, 4 for 10 passing here in the first quarter for 45 yards. Fourth down and 4. There's the snap. Play action. Uphouse evading the rush. He's in some trouble. Has to try to hit the corner, and he is not going to get there. Sabetha's defense holds up as Uphouse gets a yard to the 15, and that's it. It's a turnover on downs. So how about that? So a turnover on downs, which was after an interception. And now Sabetha takes over at their own 15-yard line. 1:55 left here in the first quarter, still no score. Sabetha's now second possession. They went 3 and out at first. Garber takes the snap. Play action, looking for a screen here to Renier. He's bumped out of bounds after a pitch and catch of just 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 8. So 4 plays, all 4 have been touched by Renier. Three rushes now, reception for 2 yards. It's second down and 8 at the 17-yard line. Big bodies up front defensively for this Nemaha Central defense that's given up just 10.6 points per game. Holden Bass, Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert. 3 down on the defensive line. Garber takes the snap. Pitch, Herman left side trying to find the edge, then cuts it up. We'll get some positive yards across the 20 to the 22 for a gain of 5, and it brings up third down. The leading rusher, Josh Herman, for the Blue Jays, getting 5 to the 22, and it brings up third down and 3 here for the Blue Jays offense as we're under a minute and a half left to go in this first quarter, no score. Blue Jays taking their time, trying to keep the drive alive here. They went 3 and out on their first possession, not trying to do that again. Man in motion, play action. Down the middle of the field, it's caught for a first down and across the 35 up to the 37-yard line. And Davis Roki with the reception there. Gavin Kane with the stop. All the way out to the 37-yard line. for a big play and a first down.
And there I talked about the height on defense. Beth has got some height on offense too. Tight end Christian McAfee, 6'4". Noni House, again, he's about 6'3". Davis Roki, 6'4". So you got options there. You can just throw it up and let them high point the football.
Maybe a play or two left here in the quarter. First and 10 here. Is it Herman? And he is ripped down in the backfield for nothing. Maybe a yard to the 39. Let's see where they officially give it to him. And yeah, maybe a yard at best. That's it. Herman ripped down in the backfield. This could be the final play of the quarter, down to 21 seconds. And Sabetha doesn't look like they're going to try to do anything too fancy here. As we are going to run out here the first quarter. So both teams have struggled a little bit here offensively. The Thunder have had it twice. They have two turnovers. Sabetha's on their second possession with a punt on their opening drive. At the end of one quarter, two of the best teams in 2A. It's Nemaha Central nothing and Sabetha nothing. We're back for the second quarter after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Garrett Country Mart invites you to a tennis tournament this Saturday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. at the Sabetha Tennis Courts. 14 and up doubles, with an entry fee of $50 per team and a new can of tennis balls. All proceeds benefit the Sabetha Area Medical Relief Fund. Visit Garrett Country Mart to find out more. And while you're there, check out their new lineup of value-added meat items and an expanded variety of deli fresh sandwiches. Get registered for the doubles tennis tournament in Sabetha this Saturday. Garrett Country Mart, Highway 75, Sabetha.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I am a board-certified mental health and wellness coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about whole self-care and functional nutrition and would love to help customize a plan for reaching your specific health goals. You will learn about which foods and nutrients are necessary to restore your body to optimal health and how to incorporate techniques to alleviate stress on your body, mind, and soul. Coaching keeps us accountable, and this is what I specialize in. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your free consultation.
Kansaland Radio.
No score between Nemaha Central and Sabetha as we start the second quarter. The second possession here for the Blue Jays. Switch sides of the field. Now they operate from right to left as they will be facing a second down and 10 scenario from their own 38-yard line. The drive started at their own 15. Garber takes the snap, play action, looking near side, now fires, and it is caught by Roki again into Nemaha Central territory, and the ball is out at the 35. The near side official is saying that Roki was down, and it will be a completed pitch and catch of 27 yards to Davis Roki. So Garber, now 3 for 3 for 45 yards. And Roki has caught 2 for 16 and 27. Garber again going to look down the field on first and 10. Fires. It's incomplete. And a penalty marker is down.
Here where the flag is, I think it's going to be against the Blue Jays.
And looks like in the possible spot for a hold. Sabetha already moving back. It is a hold against the Blue Jays, so it's going to go to first down and 20. Going to move the Blue Jays back to the Thunder 45-yard line. Our correction.
Still be first down.
Yeah, first down still. All the way back to the 49 of Nemaha Central.
We didn't even talk about it. A penalty like that can be a drive killer in a game like this.
Let's see if Sabetha can get some of that yardage back near midfield. First down, the give is to Herman. Another flag is chucked in from the near side. Herman's churning his way across the 40 down near the 38, so it's a good run of about 11 yards just right between the tackles. But that flag was thrown pretty quick here by the near side judge.
Looks like it's going to be against the Blue Jays again.
This would move them back into their own territory. Illegal shift is the call. So now the Blue Jays are going to move back even more, and it's going to be first down and even longer. Waiting Now it goes back to the 46-yard line of Sabetha.
First down, 29.
So they need the Nemaha Central 25-yard line for a first down. So first and 29, just getting going here in the second quarter. Garber takes the snap, play action, looking in the flat. It's caught by Renier at midfield. Makes a man miss up near the 46 of Nemaha Central. Gain of 8. Still second down and long. Garber's thrown for 53 yards here in the first half. Second catch there by Renier. He's collected 10 yards out of the backfield receiving. Not quite a minute into this second quarter. Still no score between two of the best teams in Class 2A. Sabetha on the move, but they got second down and a mile. Right up the middle. It's Renier again. He'll gain 4. But now third and long.
You got to think about where Sabetha's going to be when they, after they run this play. Unless you get a tremendous play here, probably going to be fourth down. It's going to probably be fourth down and get to go. They're not going to punt, depending on what they get here.
That's a big play here. Third down and 17 now. You're at the Thunder 42. No score early second quarter. Garber under center, play action. They want to set up the screen. It is caught. This is McAfee, who's going to get a good chunk of it back across the 30 to the 29. He'll get 13. And it's going to be fourth down and about 4. So McAfee on the screen for 13 yards, his first catch, and it's fourth down and 4. And this is a much more manageable scenario here for the Blue Jays, and they will, in fact, it looks to be going for it.
Yeah.
Our second fourth down attempt of the game, Nemaha Central missing on a fourth down play their last time out. Fourth down and 4 inside the Nemaha Central 30. Garber under center. He'll take the snap. It's a play action looking in the flat. It is caught by Renier. He has the first down, and then he is leveled by Cooper Hike, and there's the flag.
And Hike is trying to plead his case over there on the sideline, but
to the 15 for a gain of 14. So he was able to tiptoe down the sideline.
Yeah, we could see up here, Jonathan Renier got smoked over on that sideline. Couldn't tell if he was out of bounds when he got hit, but the flag's out nonetheless.
It is a personal foul, so they get Cooper Hike with a late hit. And on a fourth down conversion, Matthew Garber is off to an incredible start here. He is 6-for-6 passing for 80 yards.
And we talked about the two flags against the Blue Jays, which made it first down and 29 yards to go being critical. You don't want that because that's drive killer. This could be a drive killer for Nemaha Central if Sabetha can get points here on this drive. Now.
First and goal at the 10 for Sabetha. They're trying to get this one on the board. It's a handoff to Renier trying to churn for an extra yard or two, and he does get maybe an extra yard to the 6, maybe the 7. Not much here for Renier. They'll give him 4 to the 6. And it's second and goal from the 6. Garber to Herman, right side, trying to cut it up. He'll get inside the 5 to the 4, so two more there. It's time by Herman, just his third carry. And now third and goal from the 4.
And this is
essentially where, have two plays to get 4 yards.
Yeah, and this is where the heights, especially, you know, you got Davis Roque, Christian McAfee. Your best receiver, Marcus Bauman, is coming to the game. This is where, if you're supposed to, that passing game could be huge here in this area.
Again, Garber has started 6-for-6 for 80 yards. Garber is under center on third and goal. They give it to the Mr. Reliable and Herman, and he ain't reliable here as he's stuffed up after a yard. He'll get 2 to the 2, and it's fourth and goal at the 2. Cooper Hike in on the stop, leading tackler for the Thunder. 8:40 to go in the first half. Still no score. Sabetha, fourth and goal at the Nemaha Central 2-yard line. We've seen an interception, a 3-and-out, and a turnover on downs. And now in the fourth possession of the game, Sabetha facing fourth and goal at the Nemaha Central 2. They'll split a man wide right. Renier and Herman in the backfield. They give it to Renier straight over the left guard, and he is into the end zone for the Blue Jays touchdown. There it is, and the call is made a little late by the official, but a monster drive for Sabetha. They travel 85 yards and punch it in. Jonathan Renier from 2 yards out, and Sabetha takes a 6-0 lead. And Renier has been used a lot in this first half, and he caps off that 85-yard touchdown drive from 2 yards out. And now Sabetha lines up for the point after. Snap, hold, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Blue Jays take the lead here at Nemaha Central. It is 7-0, 8-11 left to go in the first half. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is short, but don't be someone who shortens the life of another. Every day, 6 emergency responders die because a motorist has decided it's too much effort to slow down and move into another lane. At any given time, the team at Moral Collision Repair will have 1 to 3 drivers out on the highways and interstates assisting stranded people. Out of concern for our drivers and the law enforcement officers, we ask you to do your part. Please, obey the law and save lives. Slow down and move over.
Kansaland Radio.
Jonathan Renier, 5 carries for 16 yards, and now a 2-yard touchdown as the Sabetha Blue Jays cap off an 85-yard touchdown drive. Jonathan Renier on 4th and goal at the 2, giving Sabetha the early lead here at 7-0 in the second quarter. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson. At Wilson Tire and Holton, find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Sabetha kicking off from right to left, a 7-0 lead, 8-11 to go until halftime. Nemaha Central will get their third opportunity with the ball. Ball's going to bounce, and it's finally going to be picked up by Gavin Kane at about the 16-yard line, now trying to reverse field, and he's going nowhere, spun down at the 17, and that's where Nemaha Central will start this drive. So we've seen an interception and a turnover on down so far for the Thunder offense. Very uncharacteristic, but give credit to Sabetha. Both sides of the ball playing well. They find themselves here in front as we're in the early portions of the second quarter. Cooper Hike's been the workhorse. Braden Uphouse has thrown a pick. He's 4-for-10 for 45 yards. So first and 10 here for Nemaha Central at their own 17-yard line. Uphouse takes the snap. They give it to Hike. Switching field to the 20. Forward progress to the 21 for a gain of 4. Already 11 carries for Cooper Hike. And only twice he has had 2 carries for 8 yards. That's the longest run he's had here tonight so far. He's had a reception for 13 yards. But on the ground, Sabetha's keeping him in check. Second down and 6 at the 21. Another straight dive. And it's Hike again for maybe 2 at best to the 23 and a third down play coming up.
And this is huge here for Sabetha's defense. Obviously, you're already up 7-0. If you can get a big stop here on third down, you could force the Thunder to have to punt, and you could try to get up by 2 scores if you can get your offense right back down the field.
So it's going to be third down and 4 at the 23-yard line. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead, 7 minutes to go until halftime. Thunder getting the play call in, third down and 4. Uphouse in the pistol, Hike behind him. And he's got Wade Leonard back there as well. It's Cooper Hike trying to churn his way between the tackles, and just a second effort. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. He needed the 27. He got to the 28 for a gain of 5. So another big third down conversion for the Thunder offense. And we're cruising along here in the first quarter. Coming up on the halfway point in the second period, a 7-0 Sabetha lead. It's going to be first and 10 here, Nemaha Central, at their own 28-yard line, moving it from left to right here in the second quarter. Rockstrom, lone receiver right. The man split left, that's Kane. Snap for Uphouse. Man in motion is coming here to the near side. It's caught in the flat here by Wade Leonard up across the 40 to the 41. Pitch and catch to Wade Leonard for 13 yards. his second catch, and a first down for Nemaha Central. Uphouse now 5 of 11 passing for 58 yards. Second catch there for Leonard. Two catches now for 24 yards. Halfway point here in the second quarter. Sabetha 7, Nemaha Central nothing. First down and 10 Thunder, their own 41-yard line. Uphouse in the gun, and the give is to Cooper Hike, and he is met at the line of scrimmage and dropped there. Maybe a yard, and that's it. Jacob Grimm in on the stop. Severin as well in there. It's a gain of one there for Hike. And it's now second down and 9 at the 42. We talked about the pace and how it was going to move pretty quick here with the ground games. Yeah. And
This is only Nemaha Central's third possession of the game.
Yeah.
Smith only had it twice, so that tells you all you need to know as far as the time of possession.
Uphouse again to Hike, and he is immediately dropped in the backfield all the way back to the 38. It's a loss of 4. Boy, this Sabetha front has come to play here tonight. It's a loss of 4 for Cooper Hike. Back to the 38, now third down and 13. And we have seen multiple big third down conversions here by this Thunder offense in the first half. They need another one here. 4:45 left here in the first half. Sabetha leading 7-0. Third down and 13 here for the Thunder at their own 38-yard line. They need the Blue Jays 49 for a first down. Here's a heave down the middle of the field. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete at the 30. They were looking for Gavin Kane, and it was well covered by Noel Niehaus. And fourth down and 13 coming up.
Yeah, and you're definitely thinking Nemaha Central, obviously, they're probably not going to go for this. They're going to punt and make Sabetha have to go length of the field. But if you're Sabetha, you have all three of your timeouts. You're going to get the ball just over 4 minutes left here in the first half. If you can go down and get another score on the board and then get the ball started the second half and score another one, that could be huge down the stretch.
Yeah, that's certainly game-changing stuff if Sabetha can do that. They were good on their last drive, going 85 yards. We get a whistle and a timeout here. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Well, we'll keep it right here. 4:29 left here in the second quarter. Sabetha leading 7-0. Jonathan Renier, 2-yard touchdown run, which capped off an 85-yard touchdown drive by the Blue Jays. And their defense has come to play. This is a Sabetha defense that has given up just 14 points over the last 5 games. During their 5-game winning streak, 3 of those have been shutouts. So during the 5-game winning streak, this defense has given up a whopping 2.8 points per game. And we knew Nemaha Central was certainly a different animal offensively, but this Sabetha defense has not skipped a beat here in the first half. And they're going to force a punt here by Nemaha Central. As it is going to be Gavin Kane to punt this one away for the Thunder. Takes a high snap, pulls it down, kicks it away from left to right. Pretty good boot to this one. Garber chasing this one, or Marcus Baumann, excuse me, and it's going to land inside the 10 and roll inside the 5 to the 4. How about that punt? Well, now the Blue Jays have a lot of work to do. First and 10 at their own 4-yard line. But as you mentioned, 3 timeouts, 4:17 left, or now 2, excuse me. I think you're more concerned about not giving Nemaha Central another chance. I think if you can get a couple first downs, work some clock, how aggressive is Nemaha Central going to be trying to get the ball back? Because they know Sabetha gets the ball to start the third quarter. So you're really trying to play keep away and hoping you can keep it away from Nemaha Central the rest of the half.
You got to get a good play here because you're basically in your own end zone.
It is first and 10 from the 3 and out to the 5 maybe is Josh Herman. So a couple there, maybe a yard at best. So not much. Going to be second down and long after Herman goes for 1 there. When we talked in pregame, Herman's the workhorse, has the most carries, and has the most yards. He's going to come off the field here, but We've seen more touches here for Jonathan Renier tonight. He has the lone touchdown. So it's certainly been a 1-2 combination in the backfield as Herman had to go out on that play. Getting his helmet checked over there, but he doesn't appear to be an injury or anything like that, maybe an equipment issue. But second down and 9 at the 5-yard line. And Renier is tripped up in the backfield, and I think he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. It's Colin Minold this time.
This is where it gets interesting. Do you just go ahead and just take the run and then just punt it away, work some more with the clock, or do you try to pass it and get a first down here?
Yeah, again, Colin Minold, the senior running back, kind of the third guy they like to use. He's rushed for over 250 yards on the year. He lost a yard there. It's 3rd and 10. Garber wanting to look long. He's going to take a shot here to the near side. Bauman, it's tipped in the air, and it drops incomplete. Gavin Kane on the coverage. Marcus Bauman, the intended receiver, and it's going to be 4th down and 10 at the 5-yard line. Or correction, the 4-yard line. So they're going to be punting out of their own end zone. Chase Fries had a difficult job here to try to hit a good one and give their defense a chance to breathe a little bit. And Fry's going to punt this one away. Kane catching it at the 35. He's got a lot of room inside the 30. And he falls backwards. But great field position here at the 26-yard line for Nemaha Central. Now they got 2:50 left. Both teams have 2 timeouts. And Nemaha Central trailing Sabetha 7-0 late in the first half. But after Fry punting it out of his own end zone and a good return by Kane, setting up the Thunder, 1st down and 10 at the Sabetha 26-yard line. Moving from left to right here in the second quarter. Uphouse in the pistol. Leonard and Hike in the backfield. They give it to Cooper Hike. Right over the right guard. Bullies his way to the 21 for a gain of 5. And maybe 6 to the 20. Depends on the spot, but they'll give him 5 on 1st and 10. So now 2nd and 5 at the Sabetha 21-yard line. We're at 2.5 minutes, clock moving, second quarter. Sabetha will get the ball to start the third quarter. Uphouse getting the call from the sideline. Rocksterman, lone receiver left. Kane, the lone receiver right. They give it to Cooper Hike between the tackles. He'll have what appears to be a first down run to the 16. He needed 5, and he got 6. So Cooper Hike, a gain of 6 to the 16. Or correction, they'll give him 5 to the 16, but it was enough for a first down. So 1st down and 10, 2 minutes to go here until halftime. Ball to 16 of Sabetha. Now we get a flag, and it's going to be a false start. Well, certainly when things tighten up, I don't want to avoid penalties like that. Helps Sabetha a little bit. Now 1st down and 15. Back to the 21-yard line. 1 minute, 56 seconds remaining until halftime. Nemaha Central trailing Sabetha 7-0. A lone touchdown via a Jonathan Renier 2-yard run. That was on a 4th and goal from the 2. So here we go, back to it. 1st and 15 at the 21-yard line. Uphouse in the pistol, takes a low snap to give it to Hike, right side, grabbed and brought down at the 19 for a gain of 2, and that's it. 2nd down and 13 coming up. Cooper Hike is a big play waiting to happen, but this Sabetha defense has held him strong in the first half. He's got a lot of carries, but he's not busted off a run more than 8 yards. Down to a minute 20. The clock's moving. So Nemaha Central doesn't want to give Sabetha any more time to run it in this second quarter. 7-0 Blue Jays. 2nd down and 13 here, Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 19. Uphouse takes a waist-high snap. They give it to Hike, and he is tripped immediately and falls forward for maybe 2 at best. So it's going to be 3rd down and 11. Tyler Middled on the stop and a shoestring kind of tackle. There was a nice hole there built by the offensive line, and now there's 50 seconds to go.
I'm kind of shocking to see he didn't take a timeout there after that last play.
So third down and 11. Still got two TOs. Taking a knee-high snap. They're going to throw it. It is caught at the 10, and spinning up to the 5 is Wade Leonard. And it's a first down, a gain of 12 yards. And now I think we get a whistle and a timeout. We will. So that's the third catch by Wade Leonard. 34.7 seconds to go. It's going to be first and goal, Nemaha Central at the 5. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, but we'll keep it right here. Well, partner, we talked about offense and how good both these teams were, but it's been all defense here in the first half.
Yeah, both defenses have come to play tonight. Obviously, Sabetha's, you got a really great stop. Looked like Nemaha Central was basically going to get the first points of the game. You know, on the first drive, it was a pick. That second drive is where it looked like NC was just going to walk basically into the end zone with it. Sabetha's defense stepped up, got the huge stop. They got 7 points. Now it's got to be Sabetha's defense again. Can you get a stop here? You got 34 seconds left. Nemaha's only got one timeout left. Again, you're getting the ball after halftime. If you can get a massive stop here and keep Nemaha Central off the board, that's going to be huge going into the later parts of this game.
Well, I'm sure both sides are emphasizing for Sabetha. It's like, yeah, let's get a stop here. If you're Nemaha Central, for how hard it's been kind of to cap off some drives, and certainly with Sabetha getting the ball to start the second half, the importance of getting some points here, and I doubt a field goal is an option.
Yeah.
So Nemaha Central down to one timeout. They have 35 seconds to go. It's first and goal from the 5.
I think it's got to be man-to-man coverage sellout to stop Hike.
It is Cooper Hike, right side. He'll be short of the end zone, but he's down near the 2. Clock moving at 28 seconds. It's a gain of 3. They quickly get up on the ball. 22 seconds to go. Uphouse under center, second and goal from the 2. Man in motion. It is Hike. He falls forward, and I don't know if he got in or not. He did not. And Michael Glatzik on the field having to burn their final timeout. So, 13 seconds left. Third and goal Thunder at the 1. We'll keep it right here.
And this is huge because if you don't get in here, you got to hurry up and get on the ball. And you're not going to be able to clock it because it's going to be fourth down if you don't get in here.
I would be shocked. The only play I see Nemaha Central maybe running, besides giving it the Hike here in this scenario, is maybe Uphouse gets on it quickly and it's just a quarterback sneak. Because that ball is, I mean, from where we're looking, that ball looks inside the 1 yard line. There is not much room between the tip of that ball to the goal line. So they don't need much, but you're right. If Sabetha gets the stop,
you got to get everybody back on line quick. And again, you can't spike it to stop the clock because it's fourth down. If you spike it, Sabetha takes over.
Now, this is a huge play in this game. 13 ticks remaining in the first half. 7-0 Sabetha. Third and goal at the 1 yard line. A pounce under center. Man in motion. They give it to Hike, and he is met immediately. But does the second effort get him in? I don't think so. Cooper Hike is stuffed. He's got 5 seconds to work. 3, 2. Is Uphouse going to get the snap off? I don't think he did. And Sabetha with the huge stop before halftime. My goodness, Cooper Hike is stuffed.
Wow.
What a game-changing kind of sequence we just saw.
And I said it, if you don't get the touchdown here, you got to hurry up and get on the ball. Sabetha.
And they were close. They needed one extra second. One extra second, they could have got something off there.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Brandon. I didn't say it because I was afraid I was gonna be wrong, and I was. I'm kind of shocked they didn't throw the ball there. You throw the ball, if you don't get a completion and you don't get the touchdown, maybe it's incomplete pass. You stop the clock and then you can dial something up.
An unbelievable stop by the Sabetha defense at the goal line, keeps Nemaha Central out of the end zone, and we got a 7-0 game at halftime. Halftime is next. It is presented by, let me find my stuff here, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It is 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead at halftime here at Nemaha Central. We'll break it all down for you when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebatha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebatha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sebatha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
There's gold, and there's fool's gold. There's Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and, well, there's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and it's 7 miles west of Holton. It's the place to save on tires. With Wilson's Direct 110% price match guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town and save.
There's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Kansaland Radio.
How about this score at the half? Sebatha 7, Nemaha Central nothing. Our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. We'll dive through some stats, but let's kind of break this one down a little bit. Again, Nemaha Central got the ball. Sebatha won the toss, decided to defer. We saw that definitely break away to their advantage here at the end of the half. But Nemaha Central got the ball first, started at their own 36-yard line and moved the ball a little bit, picked up a couple first downs, but ended up throwing an interception. Noah Kroll came away with that one for Sebatha. Sebatha couldn't do nothing after that. They went three and out, had to punt it away. And we saw Nemaha Central pinned down inside their own 10. Once again, they were able to move the ball. Got some first downs, worked it all the way down into Sebatha territory near the red zone, and they were stuffed up, and it was a turnover on down. Sebatha got the ball back at their own 15. At that point, we had crossed over into the second quarter with no score. Then Sebatha was able to cap off that drive. They worked it methodically with the run game, the short passing game, 85-yard touchdown drive. Jonathan Renier caps it off from 2 yards out. Still 8-plus minutes left in the first half at that point, 7-0 the Sebatha lead. Then we saw both teams exchange punts in the next two possessions. And then after that Sebatha punt, where it was backed up into their own end zone, Nemaha Central had a couple minutes left. They had it inside the Sebatha 30. They get first and goal inside the 5, stuffed up at the 1. Cooper Hike gutted at the goal line, and the Sebatha defense holds Nemaha Central out of the end zone. Turned out to be the biggest play of the first half.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, when was the last time you saw Cooper Hike get held out of the end zone? Basically just inches short, if not the tip of the football short.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, we came into it. Cooper Hike, one of the best running backs in the state, 190 yards per game is what he's averaging. He averages nearly 10 yards a carry. He had 21 carries in the first half, so 74 yards.
Yeah.
So he's averaging less than 4 yards a carry. And I don't see Nemaha Central going away from him. He could have 40 carries tonight.
Yeah.
But the Sebatha defense, limiting the big runs, the big plays. We talked about it. Garrett Michael, I spoke to him earlier this week, and he said, we got to stop the run. We got to stop the big play. Well, for as good as this running attack is for Nemaha Central and their big play capabilities, Sebatha's done that, and they have themselves up 7-0.
Yeah, and you got to think in the second half, we're going to see a big run. You know, it's coming. We're going to see it. We're going to – Cooper Hike's going to take one, you know, whether it's 20, 30 yards, whatever it is. He's going to get a wide-open hole, and he's going to go. But – again, the biggest thing is Sebatha's defense has come to play in this game. I think a lot of people on paper would say, okay, Sebatha's done really well. Their only loss is to Holton. Nemaha Central, they haven't lost. So So going into this game, you think, well, New Ball Central is just dominating people with their run game. You know, I think a lot of people on paper would say New Ball Central probably wins this game. The best that they're saying, no, this is a big-time game. We're back. You know, we've been to state, and a few years ago we went to back-to-back state, won state in Class 3A. We're back this year. We're in 2A, and we're going to try to compete for it this year. But I think the biggest thing is going to be, let's see what happens here on the first drive after halftime. If you're the Blue Jays, you got to go down and try to get a touchdown because it's just a matter of time before New Hall Central finally puts some points on the board.
So we mentioned Cooper Hike, the leading rusher here tonight in the first half for the Thunder. 21 carries and 74 yards, limiting to under 4 yards per carry. Battle the quarterbacks. Braden Uphouse, they definitely threw it quite a bit with him. 6 of 14 passing for 70 yards. But how about Matthew Garber? We said both of these quarterbacks were certainly capable of throwing it when they needed to. And we saw Garber, especially on that 85-yard touchdown drive, worked some methodical short passes into the flat, 6 for 6 passing and 80 yards, and his favorite target was Davis Roque. He had 2 catches for 43 yards. McAfee had a catch for 13, and again, they used Renier out of the backfield as well. Renier had 3 catches out of the backfield, of course, the lone touchdown, but that short intermediate passing game came to the advantage for the Blue Jays offense.
Yeah, and if you look at it, just from what we saw in the passing game, especially for Sabetha, again, you know, I kind of alluded to it a little bit. Look at the height Sabetha's got on offense. Davis Roque stands 6'4". Christian McAfee stands 6'4". Noah Niehaus at receiver stands 6'3". Marcus Bauman, you know, Sabetha doesn't throw it a lot. Obviously, they're going to ground and pound most of the game. But Marcus Bauman's one of the better receivers in the Big 7 League. So Sabetha's got weapons there. If they want to throw the ball, they can do it. And they got an offensive line that can block long enough to give Matthew Garber time. I think the biggest thing that we've seen so far, it's Sabetha's burning them on the pass play over the middle. You know,
right.
the tight ends, the passes to Roque, they've been over the safety. The safeties are coming up, biting on the run, and Sabetha's just burning them right over the top.
Both of these teams are certainly capable of making deep playoff runs. Nemaha Central, one of just 2 remaining undefeated teams in Class 2A, Southeast to Saline, whatever publication you look at, it's either Southeast to Saline and Nemaha Central. Those have been the consensus, number one, number two teams in Class 2A, really from the jump. Thunder, again, undefeated, but this is a Sabetha team that's playing as good as anybody in the classification. 5 straight wins. They've allowed just 14 points now in 5.5 games. Have yet to give up a point to this Thunder team that's averaging over 55 a game. So really a lot of key storylines in this first half, but Sabetha's really doing it on both sides.
Yeah, and I don't want to jinx anything for both teams, Brandon, but just from what we've seen so far, and what we know from other teams that are going to be on the same side as these two, because these two teams are on the same side of the bracket. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. One of these teams is not playing for state.
And we talked about
this
would be the potential matchup in the sub-state round,
and
that
so
these
far,
two teams could play each other
yeah,
again.
And so far from what you see, I just if you take what we've seen so far in the first half, again, we still have another half to play, so who knows what's going to happen in the second half. I think this is going to be most likely, again, knock on wood, don't want to jinx either one of these schools, because, again, you alluded to it, both teams have a chance to go deep in the playoffs. I think so far, just from what we see, this could be your sub-state matchup to go to state.
And it certainly could be, and it certainly lived up to the hype. Blue Jays here on the road, a 7-0 lead at halftime at Nemaha Central. We got some scores for you. We'll go over some scores, some other stats from this game, but it's a 7-0 Sabetha lead. We'll take a timeout. Our halftime continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Continue on our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Let's go through some scores, and our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. I got a few here we'll run down. Holton leading Jefferson West. That was a 28-0 Holton lead at the end of the first quarter. That game on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. Hiawatha, they have just dealt with injuries all year long. It's been a tough go since their 2-0 start. They are losing to Hayden at halftime, 26-0. Of course, Hayden was at Holton last week, and the Holton Wildcats, rushed for over 470 yards, knocking off previously unbeaten and number 2 Hayden, but Hayden's back with a 26-0 lead at the half against Hiawatha. Again, our halftime score here, 7-0 Sabetha over Nemaha Central. Jackson Heights, they lead Onega 14-0. That game on KMZA 92.1. Winner of that game is in the playoffs, but will have to go to St. Mary's next week. He's one of the top teams in 1A. Also at halftime on CARE 93.7, it's Jefferson County North, a 22-0 lead over Mission Valley. JCN holds on there. They'll be the 2 seed out of that district behind St. Mary's, and we'll get a home game next week in the playoffs. And now we have the updated halftime score for Holton. 45-0 they lead against Jefferson West.
Yeah, and a couple other games. We're going to go 2A here, Brandon, for this one. It's in the other district again. Whoever takes second out of this game here, most likely,
loser of this game.
Yeah, whoever loses this game is going to be in the second place seeding. Most likely, we figure it's going to be Silver Lake that wins the other district. And then 2 weeks from now, the winner of this one most likely would, or excuse me, loser would play that team. Well, Silver Lake's only up by one at the end of the first quarter on Effingham. 15-14 is the score in that one. A couple other ones. Troy is up 35-0 last we have on that one over Riverside.
Yep, and that's another game where winner gets second place in their respective district behind Centralia, who's the top team in 1A right now.
Yep.
So Troy looking to win that game, host the playoff game next week.
And the other game is out of this district here in Class 2A, Minneapolis and Riley County. Both teams fighting for the 3 spot.
Yep.
Minneapolis is up 6-0 on the Falcons of Riley County.
And, of course, the Falcons gave Nemaha Central quite a game last week.
Yeah.
The score wouldn't necessarily indicate it because it was 34-12.
Yeah.
So you see kind of a big margin there. But Nemaha Central had to battle in that second half to get that win.
Yeah, and you think about Sabetha, they were only up 7-0 on Riley County at halftime when they went down there and played, and they only beat them 35-0. Riley County's a good team. The scores might not show it. You might think, well, why do you think they're a good team if they lose to Sabetha 35-0 and lose to Nemaha Central 34-12? They're a good team. They're building.
Difficult schedule.
They're building.
Well.
They don't have a lot of subs either.
Right.
They don't have a lot of people that they can rotate in and out like Nemaha Central. I mean, you look at these two schools and you're like, these two schools are 2A. What the heck's going on here?
Now they certainly can fill out rosters. They have enough pieces across the board, top to bottom. A lot of teams in 2A would love to have that luxury, having players go out like these two schools have it. And lo and behold, the big rosters have led to 2 great seasons to this point. Big 7 and district title implications tonight in this ball game. Halftime again, Sabetha 7, Nemaha Central nothing. We'll come back and get you set for the start of the third quarter. Again, a district title's on the line and also a Big 7 league championship. Sabetha 7, Nemaha Central nothing. Again, our halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Don't feel right at home in our house. Holt House Auto House. First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
He's a great deal at
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Flatbed Drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Garrett Country Mart invites you to a tennis tournament this Saturday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. at the Sabetha Tennis Courts. 14 and up doubles with an entry fee of $50 per team and a new can of tennis balls. All proceeds benefit the Sabetha Area Medical Relief Fund. Visit Garrett Country Mart to find out more. And while you're there, check out their new lineup of value-added meat items and an expanded variety of deli fresh sandwiches. Get registered for the doubles tennis tournament in Sabetha this Saturday. Garrett Country Mart, Highway 75, Sabetha.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Hanzaland Radio.
All right, getting set for the second half here on KNCA 103.9, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at mscsports.net. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead here at Nemaha Central. 2A district title is on the line. A winner checks that box off for the season accomplishment. Also, Nemaha Central, they're able to come back and win. They'll win the outright Big 7 league title. Sabetha with a win could muck up the top of the standings a little bit, as then you would have three teams with one loss in the Big 7. Sabetha, Nemaha Central, and Holton, if Sabetha was able to hold on to this 7-0 lead. So still a lot to play out here as we got, again, the district title and the Big 7 league crown on the line as Sabetha is set to receive the second half kick. And here is the kick from left to right. This is Marcus Bauman inside the 10, between the hash marks 20, skips through a couple at the 25 and grinding his way up near the 30. They'll mark him down at about the 28-29, and that's where Sabetha will begin their opening drive of the second half. So here we go. Again, the play of the game so far, Nemaha Central stuffed at the goal line right at the end of the first half. They had a chance to potentially tie the game, but the Sabetha defensive line held strong on multiple carries in the final 20 seconds, keeping the Thunder out of the end zone. So the Blue Jays hanging on to that 7-0 lead as we start the second half. First and 10, Sabetha, their own 29-yard line. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, not much at all. Maybe to the 30 for a half yard at best. They faked it to Herman. Garber kept it. and he gets a half yard at best. We'll call it second down and 9.5. Second down and a long 9, just shy of the 30. Just getting going, second half. Blue Jays 7-0 their lead. Might as well still call it second down and 10. And this is Herman on the carry between the tackles. Across the 30 to the 32. Just a couple of yards there, but third and long coming up.
We talked about it in the first half, the way Sabetha was able to find, especially like somebody like Davis Roque over the middle. He just checked into the game here. So on 3rd and 7, maybe a pass play coming up.
Roque was Garber's favorite target in the first half. Couple catches for 43 yards. He had one that went for 27 on that lone touchdown drive. But a big third down out the gate. 3rd and 7 at the 32. Blue Jays trying to avoid a 3-and-out. They'll pitch it to Herman here near side. Gets away from one, but he doesn't get away from Gavin Kane, who rips him down at the 35 for a gain of just a couple. And now it's 4th down. Good open field tackle by Gavin Kane. And the last thing Sabetha wanted to do to start the third quarter was go 3-and-out, and that's what they've done. Now they'll set it up to punt it away. Gavin Kane, who made the nice open field tackle, back to receive for Nemaha Central. So 2 minutes into this third quarter, Blue Jays are set to punt it away. And it was nearly blocked, but able to get this one away. Kane running in on it, lets it go, and it comes out of bounds, or it bounces out of bounds, and we got a flag on the play. And it's going to be against Sabetha, a legal shift. So let's see what Nemaha Central wants to do here.
You'll think they're going to make him repunt it, try to get better field position.
Second-year head coach Michael Glatzik. I think the Thunder offense is running onto the field, so I think they're going to decline that penalty. Yeah. Nemaha Central will have it. Or I guess they are going to accept the penalty, so they'll get 5 yards.
What?
After the punt went out of bounds, so it's going to be 1st and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 41-yard line.
I guess they get the choose if they want to take 5 yards or not. I thought it was going to be a repunt or just take it.
So they get the 5-yard penalty after the punt. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central, their own 41-yard line. 7-0, they trail Sabetha here early on in the third quarter. First drive of the second half for the Thunder offense that was held in check all first half. Here's Cooper Hike, his 22nd carry tonight. And he drags a couple with him to the 44 for a gain of 3. It's 2nd down and 7. Now 22 carries for 77 yards. Cooper Hike was averaging roughly 10 yards a carry coming in. He's been held to under 4 yards per carry tonight. He's been held in check. 2nd down and 7, just shy of the 45. Uphouse in the pistol, takes a low knee-high snap. Play action running here to his right. He's wanting a shot downfield, and he throws it downfield, and it's incomplete. There was 3 white jerseys surrounding Kane in coverage. Renier, Bauman, a part of the crew there, and also Niehaus. It's an incomplete pass. It's now 3rd down and 7 at the 44-yard line.
3rd and 7,
and makes Uphouse now 6 of 15 passing for 70 yards in the ball game. 3rd down and 7 here for the Thunder. They're trying to avoid a potential 3-and-out as well. Blue Jays 7-0, 9:09 left third quarter. A snap, Hike, little screen to the outside. He's into Sabetha territory, and he's finally upended at the 42-yard line. It's a gain of 14 and a 1st down. So Hike, his 2nd reception. This one goes for 14 yards into Sabetha territory. 1st and 10 Thunder at the 42. Another low snap. It's Hike again left side. And he's met immediately at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard with forward progress, but that's it. 2nd down and 9 up to the 42-yard line. Garber and Severin in on the stop. Dana just won there for Hike, second down and 9. Clock on the move at 8:20 here in the third quarter. We saw limited possessions in the first half. I think we're going to see limited possessions here in the second half. Option right. Here on second and 9, Uphouse keeps. Good run inside the 35 to the 32. He needed 9. He got 9. It depends on the spot, and it looks like he might be just a half yard shy. So not quite the first down. Third and maybe a half yard to go. At the Sabetha 32-yard line, Uphouse under center. They give it to Hike. He's got the first down across the 30 to the 29 for a gain of 3. So to the 29-yard line, under first and 10 in Sabetha territory. Trailing 7-0. Their first drive working from left to right here in the third quarter. Uphouse tossed to Kane here on a little end around. He's got some room and shimmies his way inside the 25 to about the 23 for a gain of 6. And it brings up second down and 4. That's the second carry for Gavin Kane. So it's second down and 4 at the 24. Brockstrom, lone receiver, working out far side left. Ball on the near side hash. Kane, the inside receiver, right. Stahlbomber, the tight end, left. Tyke making a couple guys miss in the backfield, bullying his way through the line of scrimmage into the second efforts or the second level of the Sabetha defense down to the 16. And it's a first down carry into the red zone. So first and 10, Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 16-yard line. Coming up on the halfway marker here in the third quarter. Nemaha Central trying to tie this game. Sabetha leading 7-0. Jonathan Renier, a 2-yard touchdown in the second quarter. Our lone score to date. A pass under center, Kane in motion. They toss it to Kane, a little pitch pass. He's going to throw it to the end zone, and it's caught by Brockstrom for the Nemaha Central touchdown. A little trickery there by the Thunder, and they're an extra point from tying the game at 6:14 left here in the third quarter. So how about Gavin Kane? They do a little end around, a 16-yard touchdown pass.
And they're going for two.
And Nemaha Central is going to go for two.
You don't get this, they're about to up one, and they're going to get the football back. And this is interesting.
All right, so an interesting formation. It's going to immediately draw a flag.
Ooh, I think they're throwing on Sabetha.
And it's going to be...
Oh, that was weird.
Well, the far side official who threw the flag was pointing towards Sabetha, but I think...
No, it looks like the head ref might have just pointed back towards the Blue Jays as well. Nope, they are going to move back.
Oh, so it is a penalty on Nemaha Central.
Not.
Boy, that's huge, because now you go for two, it's at the 7-yard line.
Well, the head ref made the motion like it was an offside or encroachment penalty against the Blue Jays.
All right, well, a 2-point conversion try down the middle of the field, and it's caught. So over the middle of the field and kind of an awkward formation, the tight end, Blake Stahlbomber. Central takes the lead.
We just saw that as the exact same thing, basically, as a touchdown. You know, you just, hey, we're going to make it look like a run. You guys are going to sell out for it right over the top on you.
The 59-yard touchdown drive. It's Gavin Kane on a reverse pass, 16 yards to Aiden Brockstrom. 2-point conversion's good, and the Thunder have their first lead. 8-7 midway through the third quarter. Back in a moment here on the NSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
59-yard touchdown drive for Nemaha Central. Two-point conversion is good. At 6:14 left here in the third quarter, Nemaha Central, their first lead, 8-7, is the score over Sabetha. So the Blue Jays, the exact opposite way they wanted to start this second half. They got the ball, they go three and outs, and Nemaha Central capitalizing on a short field. So here's the kickoff. Sabetha, down the middle. And breaking away here, I think that's Josh Herman, and he's got a lot of room to midfield. Stutters his way to the Nemaha Central 49-yard line. A 40-plus yard return by Josh Herman. Great field position here for the Blue Jays.
And now if you're Sabetha, you don't want to squander it, if you will. You've got to go down and try to get points now.
Oh, absolutely. You get a great spot here off that kickoff return by Josh Herman. Gets all the way to the Nemaha Central 49.
And our game is 8-7. This is a good game, Brandon. As of a minute ago, according to scores in Kansas, late in the second, Effingham with the 2-point lead, 30-28 on Silver Lake.
That's got a district title on the line as well in Class 2A. Nemaha Central and Sabetha here also playing for district title tonight. Thunder with the 8-7 lead. Garber, play action, incomplete. Little play action pass. They were looking for Roki. Bottled up by Gavin Kane, and it's second down and 10. That's the first incompletion for Garber tonight.
Just a little bit too high for Davis Roki there.
Now 6-7 for 80 yards. And Roki's been his favorite target, 2 receptions and 43 yards for him in the first half. Second down and 10 for Sabetha. Ball at the Nemaha Central 49-yard line. Here's a toss to Renier, has to cut it up quickly and is able to get a yard and what could have been a lost play there. Renier's able to get one to the 48, but it's third down and 9 coming up. Big man up front, Holden Bass, the junior. A big body on that defensive line. Their defensive line is just big across the board. When Bass, Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert, 2 edge rushers, Jake Hundley, Wade Leonard on the outside.
They only run 3 D linemen, but it's probably the best D line in the Big 7 league.
Oh, without a doubt. Big 3rd and 9. Garber is back to pass. Now he's in some trouble. He's rolling to his right, has to do something, finally throws it, and it's batted incomplete. Uphouse, the defender there, knocking it away, and it's 4th down and 9.
This will be an interesting play here if you're Sabetha. Because if you go for it and don't get it, you give Nemaha a better field position than if you would punt it here.
Boy, you really don't want to squander the great field position off the kickoff return, but that looks to be what's happening here. We'll see if Sabetha decides to take a chance and go for it. And Garber is under center on 4th and 9. And he'll take the snap. And it will be a punt, so they do a little trickery to punt it away. And what a kick, as Nemaha Central is going to be down at the 1-yard line.
Wow.
How about that? So they use Chase Fry in a little pitch punt play, and he rugby styles that one inside the 1-yard line.
This could be huge, too, because if you're Nemaha Central, you've got to be thinking to yourselves, well, most likely Sabetha is going to sell out for the run here. Can we maybe hit him with a play-action pass and get him over the top?
Well, yeah. Here's Sabetha again. You've had 2 possessions here in the third quarter. They have both gone 3 and out.
Yeah.
But that was best-case scenario, pinning Nemaha Central back inside their own 1. So the Thunder, if they want a touchdown drive, they're going to have to go 99.5 yards.
Almost 100.
Almost 100. 5:03 left third quarter. 8-7, Nemaha Central by 1. And they run just a quarterback sneak up the gut with Uphouse, and he gets to about the 4, so able to salvage a couple there. Uphouse gets a little bit of breathing room. They do give him 3 to the 4. It's 2nd down and 7, so that's a pretty big play there. As Uphouse has his 3rd carry. That one good for 3 yards, 2nd down and 7 at their own 4. Under center is Uphouse, man in motion, and they run an option keeper. Uphouse keeps it himself. He'll get to the 6 for 2. A 3rd down coming up. It's going to be 3rd down and a long 4 here. 3rd and 5. We'll call it at the 6. A big chance here for Sabetha to get the ball right back after that punt. Clock running down to 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Omaha Central touchdown on their last drive was a reverse pass from Gavin Kane to Adam Brockstrom. Uphouse in his own end zone, looking to pass, taking a shot down the middle of the field. It is a jump ball, and it is caught by Gavin Kane across the 40-yard line. And let's see where they mark him down at the 43 for a gain of 38 yards and a first down.
And so far, Brandon, the first half, the momentum was on Sabetha's side, and it just shifted that quick. Omaha Central has all the momentum right now.
Well, that puts Uphouse over 120 yards passing. Option right here on first and 10. A little late with the pitch to Hike, and he's bumped out of bounds across the 45 to the 47. So still good first down yardage of about four. Second down and six, just shy of midfield at the 47-yard line. 3:20 left in this third quarter, and a monster pass play there of 38 yards to Gavin Kane, his second catch tonight.
Omaha Central might have got lucky there. Wade Leonard was in the slot here on the near side on that last play, and he went just a split early, didn't get called. Lucky for the Thunder.
Cooper Hike between the tackles. He's into Sabetha territory, close to a first down to about the 48-yard line, maybe the 47. Into Sabetha territory, shy of the first down. It's going to be third down and one. Gain of six there by Hike, and now we get an injury timeout, and it looks like maybe a cramping scenario for one of the big heavies up front here. I think it's Severin there that's trying to stretch out. Can't see the numbers. Maybe one of the Grimm brothers.
I think it's Jacob.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here. An injury timeout. Thunder on the move, facing third and one from the Sabetha 47-yard line. They lead the game 8-7 after opening up the scoring here in the third quarter on a 59-yard touchdown drive. Gavin Kane, a 16-yard pass to Aiden Brockstrom. They went for two and got it. So leading is the Thunder, 8-7, and on the move again. As it is Jacob Grimm, who they were working on out there. He's up walking off the field under his own power, but a little bit of a limp. But, again, it just looked like cramps the way they were kind of stretching him out there. That's certainly someone you need on that defensive line. He's played very, very well tonight against this potent rushing attack. And they have done it through the air as well, as Uphouse is over 120 yards after that big play moments ago to Gavin Kane to really create some breathing room here for the Thunder after they started this drive at their own one-yard line. Now they have it third and one at the Sabetha 47. 8-7 their lead, 3:06 left here in the third quarter. Uphouse takes the snap, simple give between the tackles. It's Hike, he'll have a first down to the 45. Easy enough for a first down.
Yeah.
Brennan Severin in on the stop, the nose guard. So now first and 10. For the Thunder at the Sabetha 45-yard line. Under 2:45 left in this third quarter. 8-7, Omaha Central. District title is on the line in this one. Thunder, a low snap here. Play action for Uphouse. Tosses it here to the near side, and it's incomplete. Looking for Wade Leonard, and he was out of bounds. We saw that play a couple times in the first half, but this time Sabetha was there with it. And it's going to bring up second down and 10.
Brandon. We talked about it. Meanwhile, Central's got great size on their D-line. Just some big boys up there. It's going to be hard to move them. Well, for Sabetha, you got Brennan Severin. He's 6'1", 330, and then you got Jacob Grimm, who's the other starter, 6'2", 270. Well, Jacob got hurt, came out. His brother comes in. His brother's 6'4", 305. So Sabetha's got some big boys up there, D-tackles.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a good battle between the line of scrimmage with these teams tonight. Uphouse is going to throw, and it's batted at the line of scrimmage.
And that's Joshua Grimm right there on cue.
On cue, he bats that one away. It's going to be third down and 10. Nicely played by Grimm there. as they were looking in the flat, I believe, to Leonard. And now 3rd and 10. Another big play coming up here for the Sabetha defense. The incomplete pass. Uphouse is now 8 of 19 for 122 yards. Thunder facing 3rd down and 10 at the Sabetha 45. Nemaha Central leading 8-7 late here in the third quarter. Uphouse takes the snap, and they give it to Hike here over the right guard. Here's the flag, and I think they might get a face mask here initially, but another flag is thrown in late. It's close to a first down to the 35. It's about 10 yards there for Cooper Hike, but let's check the flags here. And it's just the one. So the other official saw it too and threw a late flag, but 10 yards and tack on 15 more. And that is a huge play. As the Thunder are going to move up all the way to the 20-yard line, 1st and 10. Now in the red zone at under 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Well, at the end of the second quarter, we saw Sabetha's defense buckle up and get a big stop. Can they get one here?
Yeah.
Thunder, 1st and 10 at the Sabetha 20. 8-7, they lead it by one, late third quarter. Uphouse takes a chest-high snap, gives it to Hike, makes a man miss to the 15, stays on his feet, down to the 12. Gain of 8 for Cooper Hike. And he's starting to find a little rhythm here on this drive. 2nd down and 2 coming up from the 12. That was the 30th carry of the game for Cooper Hike. And he's right about 100 yards. Came into the game averaging 190, one of the top marks in the state. Uphouse to Hike again, make it carry 31. He's got a first down, upended at the 7 for a gain of 5. Well, now we're seeing the Nemaha Central team just kind of grind this one down on this drive, and we got another injured Blue Jays player down at about the 10-yard line. So we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick timeout. An injury timeout. 1:17 left, third quarter, 8-7, Nemaha Central by one, and they're driving. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Garrett Country Mart invites you to a tennis tournament this Saturday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. at the Sabetha Tennis Courts. 14 and up doubles, with an entry fee of $50 per team and a new can of tennis balls. All proceeds benefit the Sabetha Area Medical Relief Fund. Visit Garrett Country Mart to find out more. And while you're there, check out their new lineup of value-added meat items and an expanded variety of deli fresh sandwiches. Get registered for the doubles tennis tournament in Sabetha this Saturday. Garrett Country Mart, Highway 75, Sabetha.
KNZA.
Now welcome back as the Thunder on the move here, late third quarter. Another injured Sabetha player, I think it's Chase Fry, who they have up on his feet, walking towards the sideline under his own power. But the Thunder, just a methodical drive here. This drive started from inside their own 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Sabetha has gone three and out on both of their offensive possessions. They had pinned the Thunder inside their own one, and right now the Thunder are inching towards a 99.5-yard touchdown drive potentially if they can finish this off. They have it first and goal at the 6.
And you think about it, Brandon, when they were down by their own goal line, you had them at 3rd and 4. They get a big pass play, clear up to about the 45. Then you have them 3rd and 10, and Cooper Hike, what does he do right on cue? Right up the middle and gets first down.
Gets that 10-yard run plus the 15-yard face mask they added on top of it. Here's Cooper Hike, right side into the end zone, and buries one over for the Nemaha Central touchdown. So the Thunder cruising now, 57.6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They've extended this lead. It's 14-7.
And this could be huge because if you kick it, you're up. You know, Sabetha can't take the lead or tie it if you make it. If you go for two here and you get it, it doesn't, you know, Sabetha, they can't, once again, they cannot tie it this time if you go for two and get it, and they can't take the lead. If you don't get it, they could go down and tie if they get a touchdown and the extra point.
Yeah, this is huge. Going for two here.
We saw this formation earlier.
Well, now they get it at the 2-yard line. That last two, they had to convert it from the 7 after a 5-yard penalty. Uphouse takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself, and he's in for 2. And a late flag. It's going to be a late hit here on Uphouse. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily have thrown it there, but it's right about the goal line. But they're going to get, I believe, Sabetha here for a late hit after the two-point conversion. And that gives Nemaha Central now a 2-possession lead. They're up 9 at 16-7 with just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. A 99-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 6-yard touchdown from Cooper Hike. That's his 29th touchdown of the season on the ground and his 30th overall.
And right quick, Brandon, look at the score, 16-7. You think about this. We still have another quarter to go. We don't, so anything's still possible. But this game last year was in Sabetha, and it ended 19-7. So it's kind of a replay of last season's score, if you want to look at it that way.
Touchdown drive again of 99 yards. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Direct, or correction, Wilson Tire, excuse me. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Well, that late hit penalty in the end zone is huge now because Nemaha Central gets to boot it from the Sabetha 45-yard line.
So if he has a thunder, do you keep it short and make him return it, or do you just go ahead and kick it?
No, Connor Dieter,
all the way through.
Big-bodied lineman to kick this one off from the 45 after the penalty in the end zone. Now 16-7, Nemaha Central. And he will, in fact, just boot it past the end zone. That was about 55 yards in the air off the tee for the big fella.
Kind of shocked they didn't tell him to just keep it short. Makes the best have to try to return it with that short yardage. You're going to get there quick to stop him.
Right.
Now you're just going to give it to him at their own, 20-yard line.
Well, Sabetha facing some punches here in the third quarter. They led at halftime 7-0, but they've had 2-3 and outs, and now Nemaha Central's 2 possessions have been 2 touchdowns plus 2 two-point conversions. So it's flipped quickly, 16-7 Thunder, late third quarter. First and 10 Sabetha at their own 20. Garber back to pass. He'll throw it far side, incomplete. And it's out of bounds. Nathan Boos, the intended receiver. And it's second down and 10 at the 20 after the incompletion.
If you're Sabetha, again, you have another quarter to go. You got 52.8 seconds left in the third. Yeah, you're down 2 scores, but you don't want to try to get in a rush and try to go as quick as you can because then that's when mistakes can happen.
Right.
You just got to, hey, let's go at it. Slow, steady pace. Do what we do.
And it's Herman met at the line of scrimmage and ripped back. Abe Hilbert's in there on the stop. He'll get to the 21 for 1. And Herman's been pretty quiet tonight, just his third carry here in the second half. And now a big 3rd and 9 for the Blue Jays offense, and I think we have just seen not just the momentum shifting sides, but it just seems like the physicality now is kind of wearing down the Sabetha team up front, who was very good in the first half, but now we're seeing it shift, and the momentum in the trenches is going to the Thunder. 3rd down and 9 at the 21-yard line as we're up on 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the give is to Herman and somehow is able to break away from a tackle. He stays on his feet across the 25 to the 27. He'll gain 6, and that could have been a lot worse, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. But it is a 4th down and 3 play coming up, but it was a dominant third quarter by the Thunder, the number 1 or number 2 ranked team in the state, depending on the publication, and undefeated as well. Thunder outscoring Sabetha 16-0 in the third. They lead it 16-7 as we head to the fourth. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer.
customer are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
KNZA.
Well, it's a big stop here as we start the fourth quarter. Sabetha looks to be punting this away on fourth down and about 2 yards to go at their own 28-yard line, and they're going to run a fake, and I think they got enough, depending on the spot. We'll see. They snapped it to the up back to Herman, and I don't know.
It's going to be very close.
The far side official was looking like they were going to get it, and they do. So,
wow.
Sabetha, honestly, that keeps them in the game.
Well,
if they don't get that there, then they're really in trouble.
You got the feeling that this was a you go for it on fourth down no matter what.
Well, they were lined up to punt, and they came out with the true fake there. But needing to pull out all the stops after Nemaha Central outscored them 16-0 in the third quarter, and they lead it 16-7. Garver play action in the flat. It's Renier to the 35, up near the 40, and finally drug out of bounds. Let's see the spot at about the 40, so a gain of 10. And right near first down, that's the fourth catch tonight for Jonathan Renier. Rockstrom on the stop. Do they give him the first down? I believe they do.
Yep.
From the 30 to the 40. First and 10. Fourth catch of the night, as I mentioned, for Renier. Catches at 2, 8, 14, and there 10. Garber now 7 of 8 for 90 yards. His team, though, trailing 16-7 early fourth quarter. And now we get a penalty marker before that snap. I think this might be a false start against the Blue Jays. So back them up 5. It'll be first and 15. I haven't seen a lot of penalties tonight, but the ones we have seen tend to be ones that have hurt some drives.
And both teams have been exceptionally well when it comes to not turning the ball over. Neither team has turned it over once. I do have the one pick in the first quarter on the first drive. But other than that, neither team is, they've been pretty fundamental with, you know, holding on to the football.
Well, Sabetha here now facing first down behind the chains, first and 15 at their own 35, early fourth quarter. Garber back to pass, and he is dropped. And a quarterback sack back to the 28-yard line. It was Carter Hike, the freshman safety, who comes roaring in for a monster loss back to the 29-yard line.
That's huge.
It's a loss of 6 on the play. Carter Hike, the freshman, coming on the secondary blitz and sacking Garber for a loss of 6. Back to the 29, and now it's second down and 21. I think Sabetha is going to burn a timeout. Early fourth quarter, 10:53 left. Nemaha Central with the momentum. 16-7 their lead. Sabetha facing second down and 21 from their own 29-yard line. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here, but again, this has been a completely different second half. The Thunder came out motivated. The Blue Jays have had going on. This is their third possession, but there are two possessions in the third quarter. Both three and outs, both possessions for the Thunder in the third quarter, two touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions. And you mentioned it in the third quarter, you don't need to rush just yet. There's still time in this game. You're down 2 scores, but still a whole quarter to go. A little bit less than a whole quarter, 10:53 to be exact. But I think you need to keep this drive alive, obviously, and the way Nemaha Central certainly moving the ball in the second half, you want to keep them off the field, but Beth has got to try to find a way to get something here.
Yeah, and if we did time of possession, kept track of that, Nemaha Central, they had it basically three quarters of the third quarter. You know, they had
at least,
it,
yeah,
at least 3 quarters of that third quarter. If you're Sabetha, you got to leave enough time. You got to try to go down and score on this drive. You got to. Obviously, it's second down, but you also have to try to leave enough time if Nemaha Central gives you the ball back.
Second down and 21. It's going to be a draw here to Renier. He's got some moves and some grooves to the outside, making a couple miss, and he's going to fight his way across the 40 all the way out to the 42 for a gain of 13. So all that lost yardage is at least back. And it's a much more third down scenario coming up here just across the 40 to the 42. So that was a big play on second down because now it's a much more manageable third down. Third down and 8 at the 42.
And now if you have to go for on fourth down, you have a better chance of having shorter yardage.
Absolutely. So another big play here. Third down and 8 for the Blue Jays. Not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 16-7, Nemaha Central. Renier on the give between the tackles. He'll fall forward across the 45 up to the 46, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 4. Holden Bass in on the stop. Renier for 4. And it's fourth down and 4 at the 46. They need the 50 for a first down. Down 2 scores early fourth quarter. 16-7, Nemaha Central. I don't want to say a much or at least a must need, but the way it's gone here in the second half, Sabetha needs this one. Here's the snap. Play action for Garber. He's in some trouble, rolling to his right, looking for McAfee, and it's batted away incomplete. They were looking for McAfee at the 42-yard line. Braden Uphouse in on the coverage, and it's a turnover on downs. Nemaha Central gets it back.
And that's huge because, again, if you're Sabetha, you don't get the first down there. You're already down 2 scores. Nemaha Central, they go down and get a touchdown. That's going to be kind of a dagger, if you will.
Well, Nemaha Central is going to have it at the Sabetha 46-yard line. 9.5 minutes left in the game. The Thunder lead at 16-7. Certainly a touchdown would probably end the night. So Sabetha has at least another chance here on defense to get a stop and try to get the ball back to their offense, but it's been all Nemaha Central in the second half. First and 10 Thunder at the Sabetha 46-yard line. A big night for Cooper Hike. He hasn't done it with the big runs, but they have used him a lot, over 30 carries tonight and over 100 yards, and they give it to the big fella again and another nice run across the 40 all the way down, pushing to about the 38 for a gain of 8. So Hike, another 8 yards. It's going to bring up a short second down. Looks like they'll give him 7 to the 39. Second down and 3, and you can obviously tell the Thunder are in no hurry here with the ball. Going to try to grind as much of this clock away as they possibly can. It's been a tale of two halves. Nemaha Central with the 16-7 lead. We're under 8:45 left to go in the game. Uphouse with the snap. Cooper Hike again, churning over the left guard. Finally ripped down. He'll be shy of the first. He'll gain a yard or two at best. They give it to him at the 37. He gets 2. Actually give him 1 there. So third down and 2 here for Nemaha Central at the 38-yard line of Sabetha. Approaching 8 minutes to go in the game. A 2-score advantage for the Thunder. 16-7, they lead it by 9, trying to close out an undefeated regular season with a district title and Big 7 league crown. Hike in the backfield, Uphouse in the pistol, Leonard to his left, Kane the receiver left, Brockstrom the receiver right. Uphouse a chest high snap, looking down the field. He's going to take a shot. It's underthrown, and
wow.
It's caught coming back at the 10, and Kane is inside the 5 at the 3. An underthrown pass that's caught by Gavin Kane. Another big bomb, this one of 35 yards. It's first and goal.
That was huge. Looked like Matthew Garber was in prime position to get a pick on it, and Gavin Kane just able to say, no, I'm just going to go ahead and give my team a first down and goal.
Wow. So they take a shot on third and short. Gavin Kane coming back on the underthrown ball. Gets it for 35 yards. It's first and goal at the 3. Uphouse a keeper, and he's into the end zone for the Nemaha Central touchdown. So it's exploding now for the Thunder. It's now 22-7 with just over 7 minutes left in the ball game. It's going to be a 54-yard touchdown, or correction, a 46-yard touchdown drive. A pass with the rushing touchdown, extending the lead 22-7, and another injury timeout on the field. Another Blue Jay down near the goal line. It looks like cramps again. Can't tell who it is, but another player down for the Blue Jays. So we'll step aside real quick. 7:17 left in the game. Nemaha Central blowing it open. 22-7, they lead Sabetha. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Morrill Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Morrill Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
KNZA.
Now back to it. Here in Seneca, Nemaha Central, another touchdown to extend their lead over the Blue Jays. It's now 22-7, pinning the extra point. They'll have an injured Blue Jay near the goal line. Not really the key. It's been a flip in the second half. Both teams have had three possessions in the second half. The Blue Jays have gone three and out twice. They've turned it over on downs. Nemaha Central's had it three times, and they've scored three times.
Yeah, well, obviously we got to see what's going to happen here on this.
Still trying to see who the injured player is, but they've gone for two both times.
And it looked like their offense is out there to try to go for it again. And it's huge again, Brandon, because you look at the scoreboard, you got 7 minutes and 17 seconds. If you can get the passing game going, you can get down the field in a hurry. Right now it's only a 15-point game. If they go for two here and don't get this, Sabetha has a chance that they could get two touchdowns, two extra points, boom, they're up by one.
Yeah, it certainly, I mean, if you keep it at two possessions, you give yourself some time. It looks like it's Josh Herman.
That's what I was thinking. It looks like Josh Herman, which is not good if you're Sabetha.
That's one of the guys you want to lose. He's at least up and walking off the field under his own power. Injured on that touchdown run, Braden Uphouse.
And they are going to go for two.
His fifth rushing touchdown of the year. We've seen this formation again. Nemaha Central, kind of the awkward formation here, going for it on two. If Sabetha can get a stop here, Hike is going to throw it off the pitch here, and I think a flag came in late, and it's thrown back to Leonard, and it's good, but there is a flag in the back of the end zone, so hold on real quick.
This might be against the Blue Jays.
So they pitched it to Hike.
It is.
Avoids a tackle and then finds Leonard near side.
Ooh, it's on the Nemaha.
So this one will be negated. No good. A penalty here on the Thunder is going to back them up. They're going to have to try it again.
Which is interesting because you would think that Sabetha would have the chance to say that they don't want to let them retry it and just go straight to the kickoff. Because if it was
well, did we
the
see
play,
what the penalty was? I didn't even
they,
see
they
what
called
the
pass interference.
They called pass interference. Okay.
That's why I kind of confused on why Sabetha doesn't get the option whether to let him go for it again or just kick it off.
Well, because they scored. If they would have not completed that there, then Sabetha could have just been like, "Nah, we're good on the penalty." They didn't get it, but now they have to back him up and try it again. But now pass interference. Now you're trying for two essentially from beyond the 15 at the 17-yard line.
I don't think we're going to see that formation here. I'd be shocked.
Yeah, you see it's where it's like the center and the quarterback. You move 80% of the rest of the players to one side and maybe one player on the other side, but a normal formation here as they go for two at the 17-yard line. 22-7, Nemaha Central. Uphouse a knee-high snap. Three-step up. He'll throw it towards the end zone, and it is caught in the front left corner of the end zone. It's Gavin Kane for a 17-yard two-point conversion, and that extends the Nemaha Central lead to 24-7, 7:17 left in the game. Another timeout. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
.717 left to go in our ball game tonight. All Nemaha Central here in the second half. Depending on what publication you look at, number one, number two ranked team in 2A showing it here in the second half. Three drives and three touchdowns. This time it was Braden Uphouse, a three-yard run, his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. And even after a pass interference on the two-point conversion try, back the Thunder up all the way to the 17, they still convert the two-point conversion on a 17-yard pass to Gavin Kane from Uphouse. So now you're really in a hole. Sabetha is down three scores, 24-7. Kickoff return out across the 25, out to the 28, and that's where they begin this drive.
Yeah, Josh Sherman is out there for the Blue Jays.
Good to see. He was injured on that last drive. He's up off the field under his own power, but Herman certainly a big part on both sides of the ball. Good to see him back out there. No, but at this point, you need about a miracle. You need a very quick touchdown and a very quick either onside or turnover.
I think even if you score, you have to go onside.
Absolutely.
Because the way New Orleans Central is just moving the football, you don't even want to give it back to it.
That's been impressive what Nemaha Central has been able to do here in the second half. Garber, near side pass, and it is caught at the 35 by Bauman. So a gain of 6 yards there. Little pitch and catch. Aiden Brockstrom in on the stop. Clock continues to move. Bauman the snap. Give it to Renier right side. He's bouncing off a tackle and flag is thrown. It's a first down run across the 45 all the way out to near the 47. Gain of about 11 yards, but let's see what the flag is. Now, what's some helmet-to-helmet contact? But no, they're going to call a hold.
That's huge, too.
Yeah, it's a big first down run of 11 yards there by Renier, and negate that as a holding penalty is going to back up Sabetha. 6:37 left in the game. Blue Jays now trailing 24-7. It's been all Thunder here in the second half. Blue Jays led 7-0 at the half. They stuffed the Thunder right at the goal line. They built all the momentum. That monster play at the end of the half, but they've had it now. This is their fourth possession here in the second half. They've had 2 3-and-outs and a turnover on downs. Thunder have responded with 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns, and 3 2-point conversions. Here's Garber, play action, standing in the pocket, now rolling out to his left, being chased by Hike, and he's hit as he threw it out of bounds deep. It's incomplete. Going to bring up now 3rd down and 12 from the 27. Garber's been efficient even after that incompletion. Still 7-10 on the night for 96 yards. And down to just 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Everything holds true. Nemaha Central is going to win the district title. They're going to win the Big 7 League title outright and have a comfortable path through the first couple of weeks of the playoffs. These two teams could meet each other again in the sub-state round. But Sabetha can certainly take away as they're going to find McAfee on a little screen here up to the 40 and spins his way down to the 44-yard line. So a nice gain there of 17 yards on 3rd and long to Christian McAfee.
That's the second time we've seen that play to Christian McAfee.
Second catch for Christian McAfee tonight. That one good for a first down. First down and 10. At the Sabetha 44-yard line. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Garber takes the snap. They give it to Renier left side. Trying to string it outside. He's got some good yardage midfield. And Moore gets around the corner. Stays in bounds. Inside the 35 and all the way down to the 33-yard line. Gain of 23 there for Jonathan Renier. Holden Bass able to make the stop, but the Blue Jays move in here. Another big play for 23 yards. Ball at the Nemaha Central 33. Under 5.5 minutes to go. Best looking drive here for the Blue Jays in the second half. Might be too little too late. Nemaha Central is going to burn a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 5:25 left in the game. Nemaha Central 24, Sabetha 7. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
KNZA.
Some other scores around the area tonight. Hayden has beat Hiawatha 54-0. Holton over Jeff West 53-7. St. Mary's beat McLeod 58-6. Last checked Onega trailing Jackson Heights 20-0 in the third quarter. ACCHS last checked a 30-28 lead.
I have a score up
over Silver Lake. What do we got?
49 seconds to go. Silver Lake 34, Effingham 30.
Okay, so that's been a good game.
They got one quarter left.
Nemaha Central up here 24-7 on Sabetha. Over halfway into the fourth quarter. Pass incomplete to Bauman near side. Second down and 10 coming up. Garber now 8 of 12 passing tonight for 113 yards. But again, Nemaha Central, every time they've touched it here in the second half, they have scored points. More specifically, they have scored 8 points every time they have touched the ball here in the second half. And by far and away the best-looking drive for the Blue Jays, but it might be too little too late. Here is Herman give right side, now cuts it up. And inside the 30, down to about the 26-yard line. So a good gain there of about 7 yards for Herman. And a third down and short scenario coming up. 5 minutes to go in this game. So this is going to be our second-to-last Community National Bank High School scoreboard show tonight. We'll have one more round of coaches shows, locker room chats next week, along with one more round of the Friday Night Fever show and scoreboard show as next week begins the playoffs here in Kansas. Option right, pitch to Herman, shimmies to the 25 and down there after a gain of just one, and it's going to bring up fourth down. Excited to see where these teams line up next week come the playoffs, and we're going to have even some sub-state volleyball broadcasts for you tomorrow as well. Here from Nemaha Central. Thunder, the top team in 2A, and the Thunder volleyball team, actually the number one team in Class 3A. So good time to be a Thunder sports fan here in the fall. They certainly have teams that can win some state championships. Fourth down and 2 yards to go, and it's Herman, and I don't think he got there. He's going to be a yard short. He needed two, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Holden Bass, the big junior. So Nemaha Central's going to take over at their own 24-yard line with 3:57 left and a 24-7 lead. Been an impressive second half here for the Thunder. Now they just have a chance to bleed this clock out, each team with two timeouts, but not sure at this point if either side are going to use their timeouts considering where we're at in the game. So the Thunder trying to punch out an undefeated regular season, district title and the league title. Cooper Hike will get another carry. He'll get across the 25 to the 26. It's just a gain of about one. Not much. It's two there. Second down and 8 at the 31. 3.5 minutes and counting left in this game. It's been an impressive year, though, still, for Sabetha. Their only two losses are going to be against number one potentially in 2A and number two in 3A with Holton. In both those games, they were certainly competitive and gave themselves opportunities. Here's an option right on second and long. Late pitch, though, is going to put Hike in some trouble, and he's going to get gobbled up for a loss. Back to the 21-yard line, it's a loss of four. Going to bring up third down and long, but again, Sabetha, no rush to burn any timeouts here. Again, down three scores late in the game. They've pretty much kind of conceded this one out, and we'll break it all down for you in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll have our player to bank on and also our lineman of the game. The battle up front in the line of scrimmage was going to be key, and Sabetha certainly won that battle in the first half, but Nemaha Central's front, they have played mean and angry here in the second half, and it has shown. Now third and long, and we get a whistle and a timeout. Nemaha Central's going to burn it. With 2:18 left in the game, facing 3rd and 13 at their own 21-yard line, leading Sabetha 24-7. Again, timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. We'll try to tally up all the stats once we get to the post-game show. It's been spread out touchdown-wise. The lone touchdown for Sabetha in the first half, a Jonathan Renier 2-yard rush. The three touchdowns here in the second half for Nemaha Central, they got a little trickeration out of it on their first touchdown. It was Gavin Kane on a reverse pass, 16 yards to Aiden Brocksterman. Two-point conversion made it 8-7. Then Cooper Hike, a 6-yard run late in the third quarter, made it 16-7 after two. Then Braden Uphouse, a 3-yard touchdown run early on in the fourth. And they converted on a 17-yard two-point conversion, which made the score 24-7. That's where we stand with 2:18 left.
And a couple of finals for you, Brandon. Rossville gets the win over Mar Hill 50-6. And another one, it was a pretty good one. It was Class 3A Hiawatha's district. Clay Center gets the win over Marysville 24-14.
Clay Center, Marysville, both those teams are in the 3A playoffs. Marysville now going to have to go on the road next week. Uphouse, a little pitch out of the backfield, and they get it to Leonard, and he's got a big first down up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 18. Four catches now for Leonard tonight. That one for 18. Uphouse has now reached 175 passing yards. Leonard has been his favorite target. Now four catches for 54 yards. Under 2 minutes to go. Sabetha fought hard. They gave themselves an opportunity early on in the third quarter, but Nemaha Central turned it on. Here's Uphouse. Little pitch to Brockstrom into the 45, but he dropped it. It's incomplete. Curious that they're still running the ball or still throwing the ball here.
Yeah, I think they're trying to pick up another first down, but regardless, they should be able to run their, get pretty close to running the rest of the clock out.
1:40, clock is stopped, 24-7 the score. Nemaha Central facing second down and 10 at their own 39, in between the 38 and the 39. Far side hash. Hike in the backfield. Uphouse in the pistol, Leonard to his right, and they do give it to Hike here between the tackles. Cross the 40 to the 43 for a gain of about five. That'll keep the clock moving.
I think so. You just said Sabetha take a timeout.
Oh, Sabetha will take
a
timeout.
The far left signal for it.
So Sabetha does take a timeout. It's going to bring up third down and about seven, maybe a long six, shy of the 45. 24-7, the Nemaha Central lead. So they're going to finish off the regular season undefeated. They're going to finish 8-0. It'll be just the second loss for Sabetha. They're going to go 5-2. They'll finish runner-up in this district. Thunder going to win the outright Big 7 league title. Their volleyball team also won the Big 7 league title. So a good fall sports season will continue. And as we mentioned, here on KNCA tomorrow, starting at 2, we'll have coverage here in Seneca of the 3A Substate volleyball tournament that they're hosting. Myself will be here. Jared Sleppy will also be with me, as we will have first round and semifinal matches leading up to the championship match to determine who's going to be the state tournament in Hutchinson next weekend. Next week, starting the first round of the playoffs as well here in football. Minute 35 left, third down and 7. It's going to be Hike, and he'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard, and Sabetha's going to burn their final timeout.
Yeah, I think the reason why is they want to get the ball back, try to get another touchdown at least on the board.
Try to at least, you know, get some positives, get some momentum flowing into next week. We'll know by the end of the weekend for sure what the playoff matchups are going to look like next week.
We kind of have a rough guess.
You can kind of determine who's at least kind of already,
yeah.
You know, there were some teams
where,
right, you know, some teams have already clinched, even last week or the week before may have already clinched a district title, so kind of knowing who they're going to face, at least out of what district.
The biggest one is obviously Nemaha Central will be the one seed out of this district. Sabetha will be the two. Well, we kind of had it figured, Sabetha, at least going into the night, you know, whoever the two seed is, regardless, well, now we kind of got it figured Sabetha will be the two seed, obviously,
right.
Brandon. We kind of figured they're probably going to get Effingham, but we got to wait for the final now because that's a good game against Silver Lake.
Yeah, because
they're
kind of
ruining that one. Right,
yeah, because that district with ACCHS, Silver Lake, and Rossville, all three of those teams still had options to win that district tonight. So there was still a lot to figure out there.
Silver Lake, you know, perhaps, we're going to be district champs. We're going to be the one seed. And Effingham saying, not so fast.
That's been a good one, no doubt about it. So interesting to see what the final of that one's going to be. It's 24-7, Nemaha Central here with under a minute and a half left. Sabetha used their final timeout. Nemaha Central's going to punt it back to the Blue Jays. Good open field tackle on Herman. It's Broxterman and the punt coverage to the 30. So Sabetha will have it at their own 30 with a minute 20 left and no timeouts. See if the Blue Jays can get some kind of momentum built and create some positives on film heading into next week. They will host a playoff game next week. Opponent still to be determined. But Nemaha Central winning this district, how good they've been and what they have ahead. This is a Thunder team that is certainly built and capable of making a run to the state championship.
And you already know who Nemaha Central is going to play. They're going to get Pleasant Ridge next week.
Nemaha Central will be here at home against P. Ridge. Here's a quick pass to the near side. Marcus Bauman across the 35 to the 37 for a gain of 7. Second catch for Bauman tonight. Garber again incomplete, looking for Bauman here on the near side. Broxterman in coverage, it's incomplete. Little trash talk between the two. Brings up third down and 3, just shy of the 40. 58 seconds to go.
Well, you can see it after that incomplete pass. Bauman looked over at the near official and was wanting a flag for interference and didn't get the call.
Third down and 3 in the shotgun set. Garber takes the snap. Play fakes. He is wrapped up, munched up, and sacked in the backfield at the 25-yard line for a loss of 12. Hunley and Hike in on the sack. It's now fourth down and 13 with 40 seconds to go. So fourth down and 13, 30 seconds to go. And Sabetha again, I don't know if they're even going to bother running a play here. They do break the huddle. 15 seconds to go. They do have it fourth and 13. Nemaha Central is going to win this, win the district, an outright Big 7 league title. Garber with 5 seconds to go, rolling to his left, and he is grabbed up and munched away by Holden Bass. Another quarterback sack to end the ball game as the Nemaha Central Thunder defeat the Sabetha Blue Jays tonight, 24-7, to claim the district championship and also an outright Big 7 league crown. Postgame is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lincoul.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers, CommTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
Kansaland Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Dominant second half over the Sabetha Blue Jays, 24-7. One of the top teams in 2A, if not the top team in 2A, finishing the regular season undefeated at 8-0 with the win. Sabetha now 5-2 will finish runner-up in this district and behind Holton in the Big 7 standing. So Nemaha Central, the outright Big 7 and district championships with the win tonight. Holton with one loss, they'll finish second in the league standings, followed by Sabetha. And this is a Sabetha team that's going to host a playoff game next week. Their lone two losses against two of the best teams in the state with Holton and Nemaha Central. Certainly a lot they can build off of.
Yeah, and it was kind of interesting. We saw two different Sabetha teams tonight. The first, Sabetha came out, they played really, really well, especially defensively. I mean, Nemaha Central couldn't even touch the end zone. You know, they were close there right before the half, just not able to get in. Sabetha with a huge stop, not able to get a playoff on fourth down. Sabetha had the lead. Come out in the second half, Sabetha just completely flipped. It was like Sabetha just kind of was maybe a little confused out there, if you will. And Nemaha Central, they took advantage. They took the momentum. They seized it. They said, well, we're not giving it back now. We're just going to go ahead and run away with this one. We're going to be the one seed. You guys are going to be the two. And if you guys want to play us again, we'll see you guys at the sub-state.
Yeah, it could be a potential sub-state rematch. It was, again, a tale of two halves, as our postgame is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Nemaha Central had the ball to start. They throw an interception. They have a couple punts. They also turn it over on downs. They were stuffed at the goal line right at the end of the first half. Sabetha got the lone touchdown in the first half from Jonathan Renier. turned out to be their lone score of the game, but it was early in the second quarter. And then again, Nemaha Central had worked it down inside the five, and they were stuffed up at the one to end the half. They couldn't stop the clock after burning all of their timeouts. And so Sabetha had all the momentum going into half, leading 7-0. They got the ball to start the third quarter, but the three possessions that bled into the fourth quarter for Sabetha, 2-3 and outs, and then a turnover on downs, and then they would turn it over on downs once again. So ultimately, two turnovers, 2-3 and outs in their four possessions. They did have their fifth possession here at the end of the game, but ultimately they took a couple sacks, and the clock was able to run out. And again, Nemaha Central offensively, their first three drives in the second half, they all led to touchdowns and all led with two-point conversions as well. So they had three drives, and three drives that ended with 8 points. The first one, early on in the third quarter, Gavin Kane on a reverse pass, 16 yards to Aiden Brocksterman, gave him an 8-7 lead. And then a three and out by Sabetha gave Nemaha Central the ball. And this was really the turning point in the game, because that punt, Nemaha Central was downed inside their own 1 yard line, and they go 99 yards, 99 and a half yards, and cap it off with the Cooper Hike touchdown run from 6 yards out. Again, they made it, made the 2-point conversion. So at that point, it was 16-7. That was as deflating as it came, for Sabetha, because again, a 99 and a half yard touchdown drive. They'd get one more touchdown. Braden Uphouse on a short field, 46 yard touchdown drive as Uphouse ran it in from 3 yards out early in the fourth quarter. They were backed up on a 15 yard penalty on the 2-point conversion, still converted from the 17 yard line. And it was just that kind of night. Again, Nemaha Central goes on to win it 24-7.
Yeah.
All right, going to run through a couple things with you real quick. Let's talk about a potential lineman of the game. Lineman of the game is brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at GiantCom. That's GiantCOMM.net. Again, the battle of the line of scrimmage. Knew was going to be a tough one tonight. But who do you like up front? Nemaha Central turned to three big guys, and Holden Bass got a sack late in the ball game. Abe Hilbert, we called his name a couple of times, and Connor Dieters as well. I mean, you could really name quite a few guys for a lineman of the game.
I say, do you really have to pick one?
Not necessarily.
I mean, their entire line played phenomenal tonight. But it seemed like there was that one name we were calling a lot tonight, especially defensively, and it was Holden Bass on the D line. Most of the other tackles, they came from the linebackers, secondary guys. So if you're only going to go single one guy out both ways, I think it'd be Holden Bass, but it's kind of a tough sell to give it just to him.
Yeah.
Because the entire line on both sides played phenomenal.
We'll give the edge to Holden Bass, the junior, but again, guys like Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert, they were certainly difference makers in the ball game, as that is our lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. All right, let's move into our player of the game, or player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Quarterback for the Thunder, Braden Uphouse, 10-23 passing, finished with 175 yards. He had a rushing touchdown. He did throw an interception. One of the best in the state, Cooper Hike at running back, finished the night 38 carries, 140 yards, and a touchdown. Gavin Kane, 3 catches, 84 yards. He also had the one passing touchdown to Aiden Brocksterman from 16 yards out. Who do you like as our player to bank on?
Again, it's going to be another tough one to choose. I mean, you look at the numbers. You look at what Cooper Hike did, and you say, well, he's the clear-cut favorite. I mean, how would you not give it
to
him?
And what's crazy to say is 38 carries for 140 yards
yeah.
is awesome and great, but for what he's done this year, that's holding him in
yeah.
check.
Yeah.
That's kind of holding him in check.
So, you know, logical choice, you give it to him. I'm going to go with Braden Uphouse.
Braden Uphouse.
If it wasn't for Braden Uphouse and what he did, you know, Sabetha, they're still out for Hike. Braden Uphouse said, okay, well, when you come up and you commit 8 to the box, however many of you want to commit, I'll either throw it on you or I'll kind of take it myself. So I think Braden Uphouse, at least for this one tonight, he's got to get it.
And on that 99-yard touchdown drive, he had a big 38-yard pass to Gavin Kane on a third down play, which you could argue was maybe the biggest play of that
yeah.
drive. Sabetha also was called for a 15-yard face mask on a third down play that kept the drive alive, and ultimately the Thunder able to put it down and put it in on that drive, and they would go on to win it 24-7. So Braden Uphaus, player to bank on. Nemaha Central quarterback brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Finishing tonight, 10 of 23 passing, 475 yards. He also had a rushing touchdown. And then Cooper Hike finishing the night, 38 carries, 140 yards, and a score. All right, one final thought before we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. So, again, Nemaha Central district champs, league champs. Blue Jays are going to finish runner-up. Nemaha Central's got a great path, and we'll know by the end of the weekend. We should know tomorrow how these playoff matchups are going to line up. It's a busy time for us. We'll have Substate Volleyball tomorrow.